payments that fit your budget. If you have more than $7,000 in medical, credit card, or other debt, call 888-SLATE-90. That's 888-752-8390. Don't be a casualty of the war on the middle class. Get a clean slate. Log on to yourcleanslate.com or call 888-752-8390 now.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPAJ, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. President Bush takes Russia to task and calls for fighting to end in Georgia. The AP's Mark Smith has the latest.
Diane, the president says far from standing down in Georgia, as it promised, there are reports Russia's sending armored columns deeper into Georgian territory.
Russia must keep its word and act to end this crisis.
To show solidarity with Georgia's elected government, Bush is sending Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to the Georgian capital and sending in U.S. aid flights.
We expect Russia to honor its commitment to let in all forms of humanitarian assistance.
Meantime, noting that in recent years, Russia has joined clubs like the G8 and World Trade Organization, Bush says what's happened in Georgia puts Russian aspirations at risk. Diane?
And there are reports today that Russian troops rolled into the strategic city of Gori early today. The AP's Paul Sony reports those troops are on the move.
We have an AP photographer there following a convoy of Russian troops who seem to be headed on the road from Gori towards the capital city of Tbilisi.
So far, a key oil pipeline in the region has not been affected by the fighting. Oil prices today are up, though, trading near $115 a barrel. People are driving less these days. The government says Americans drove 12.2 billion fewer miles in June than in the same month a year ago. The decline came while gas prices were peaking, but the AAA says that trend may be going the other way soon because prices are coming down. The AAA's Jeff Sundrum.
The nationwide average price of self-serve regular gasoline is down about 30 cents per gallon just in the last month, so that's definitely a positive.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow's down 170. He's won more Olympic gold medals than any other athlete in history, and Michael Phelps says each one is special.
It's amazing. It definitely never ever gets old, you know, listening to the national anthem play with a gold medal around your neck. It's one of the greatest feelings I've ever had in the sport of swimming.
He won his 10th and 11th career golds last night. This is AP Radio News. Barack Obama is putting a key swing state into the spotlight at the Democratic convention. Virginia Senate candidate Mark Warner has been chosen to deliver the keynote address. There's also speculation that the state's governor, Tim Kaine, is on a short list of possible running mates for Obama. Even though there's been a lot of media coverage of this year's presidential campaign, more than 4 in 10 voters are still not saying for sure who they're voting for. A recent AP Ipsos poll indicates 43% of voters are still uncommitted. The tallest woman in the world has died. Sandy Allen was 7 feet 7 inches tall. She used her height to inspire school children to accept those who were different. This is longtime friend Rita Rose.
She became well-spoken. She had a great sense of humor, and she would sometimes be self-effacing a little bit with it. But she became quite an inspiration, I think, to other people who are different.
There will be no baby panda at the National Zoo in Washington this year. Veterinarians thought Mei Xiong might be pregnant again, but now they think she either miscarried or had a false pregnancy. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by P.F. Chang's China Bistro. Make the midpoint of your day the high point with P.F. Chang's new lunch bowls. Visit us today and try one of our 8 classic Chinese combinations. For the location near you, go to pfchangs.com.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tim Nelson is the kind of Democrat Arizona likes. In his 20-year legal career, Tim took on Big Tobacco and enforced a multi-billion dollar settlement. He prosecuted major drug companies for price fixing, recovering millions for consumers. And when seniors were robbed of their retirement savings in the Baptist Foundation scandal, Tim Nelson helped get their money back. Tim Nelson wants to be your county attorney. Visit his website, timnelson2008.com, and vote Tim Nelson for Maricopa County Attorney on September 2nd.
Paid for by Tim Nelson for county attorney.
It's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and your sexual inadequacies, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain and, well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? Well, there is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects. Just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try a free sample of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Your health is too important to wait, so call now, 1-800-573-0477.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. You know, they say memories are priceless, but right now they're 15% off at The Art of Framing. That gorgeous photo you took on vacation, the print you bought from your favorite artist. That's right. Any frame, any mat, any size, 15% off. The Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist who turns your memories into treasures. I know. I've seen her work. Stop by The Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback and receive 15% off your framing. That's The Art of Framing on Central and Camelback.
Today in China, they're worrying about where to put all the Olympics visitors. Today in Dubai, they're worrying about the final touches on the world's tallest skyscraper. Today here at home, we are worrying about how to keep our houses, how to find a job, how to budget for the next tank of gas. America's election 2008. It's not about who or when or what. It's about why. Think about it and share your thoughts here on the official station of the future, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. August 13th is the anniversary of the Reagan tax cuts. We're going to get into that a little bit in a few minutes. But it's also a time when some of the real weasel stories of the, and that's being very gentle, of the Bush administration and the way that they lied us into this war and then tried to cover their butts are coming out. We had Ron Suskind on the program last week, and he was talking about how the Bushies were phonying up this memo saying that there was a connection between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda. And today, Larissa Alexandrovna is with us with rawstory.com, one of the best investigative reporters out there. Larissa, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Can't find WMD, plant it, says
right, exactly.
Your article. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, I had first learned of these allegations in 2004 from an arms dealer, but at the time I couldn't corroborate it, and given the source, it was, you know, a bit shocking to believe. But in 2006, I was able to indeed corroborate it, and basically what I learned is that we had a special military unit that was quasi-legal, extra-legal, however you want to define it. I call them the Ghost Team. It was a unit of 4 to 5 men who reported directly to Stephen Cambone's shop. That's Defense Intelligence, and in particular, the Office of Special Plans.
Doug Feiss.
Right, the now notorious Office of Special Plans we all know about, and that was tasked with cooking intelligence, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this, you know, special forces team that nobody knows who they are, who they're reporting to. Our, normal special forces folks are running into them in Iraq, and they don't know who they are. But they basically were tasked with, among other things, trying to find Iraqi scientists who would help them solve a political problem. And that political problem was that there were no WMDs in Iraq.
Right.
And they wanted the help of these scientists to recreate, if you will, the evidence that was lacking.
Right. Scott Ritter is writing over a Truth Dig. He talks mm-hmm. about his informant, a fellow by the name of Mohammed, who he has worked with for a number of years and absolutely trusts. The guy's a former WMD scientist, a nuclear scientist in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about how this guy, Mohammed, tells Scott Ritter about his being interrogated by a guy named Dave.
Right.
from the United States Embassy Kuwait, according to his T-shirt, Seal of the United States. And Mohammed says, there's no WMD in Iraq. Dave continued pacing back and forth in front of Mohammed. My president, Dave said, is in trouble. Can you help him? Mohammed was taken back by the question, excuse me, could you repeat yourself? Dave sat down next to the Iraqi. George Bush is in trouble. Our people did not find any WMD in Iraq. Can you help us? Mohammed looked back at Dave. How? Can we prepare something for that? We could bring in some nuclear material from the former Soviet Union and pretend they're Iraqi.
Right.
And then Mohammed explains that if you did that and UNSICOM or IAEA or whatever, you know, comes in and checks it out,
right,
there's all these kind of DNA type, you know, nuclear DNA kind of fingerprints that are all over nuclear material. It would immediately be sourced back to the former Soviet Union. Everybody would know that it had been planted by the Bush administration. It wouldn't work. And Dave walks off dejected. Is this a separate story from the one that you're telling? Is this corroboration of your story?
Well, that's a good question. If you would you want to read that sort of exchange that I was told about years ago and see if they match? Because in my opinion, they do match.
Yeah, they seem to be very, very similar. And so it seems like, which then raises the question, is all of this coming through Scott Ritter, which doesn't diminish in my mind its credibility at all?
Sure, sure.
Or are there multiple sources here?
Well, I know my sources, who my sources are. So, and I'm not sure who Ritter's sources are, and I doubt very much he's using real names, at least for his trusted sources, as opposed to who this Dave person was.
Right.
I don't know who his sources are, but I do know who my sources are, and the fact that this is so similar, and I might add that when I initially heard this, and mind you, this is from an arms dealer, not an expert. A dealer. This is not this is an underbelly type of person that I interviewed.
Right.
So, which is why initially I didn't think anything of the story. This person said that this was fairly well known in the Green Zone, that this was going on.
Right.
And that there wasn't just one scientist. It was several scientists that were being approached. So it could be, you know, two different, you know, scenarios where they're approaching several scientists and
it was thick with it. In fact, Ritter says that his informant Mohammed told him that he shouldn't come over for that particular visit because there were actually assassination squads that were also operating at that time, looking for people who, like Scott Ritter, who might be trying to uncover the truth of what the Bushies were doing on illegally under the table, and they'd take him out. His life would be at risk.
Right, right. And I believe Ritter, but I hadn't heard that part of it.
No.
What I did hear and could never confirm, because it would be impossible, given the kind of violent sort of protection of, you know, these lies, is that, you know, this arms dealer at the time told me also that, this 4-to-5-man team, they were actually hoping to set up a lab, because the scientists were telling them, you can't, as you noted, you can't produce this or rather plant this, because it would be identified, because the crystal, as you say, the DNA, the fingerprint, would identify it as not of Iraqi origin. So they had actually contemplated, and I don't know if they ever tried, but they had contemplated setting up a little lab where they could cook the yellow cake uranium and then tie it to Niger. That allegation I could never prove, but given the fact that my own sources later confirmed the interrogation of scientists and hoping to get them to play ball, that, you know, that they had confirmed that, and the fact that now Ritter comes out and his own sources are telling him this, you know, I think it's important to go back and examine some of the other allegations at this point.
Right. This seems to be the sort of thing that a congressional committee should be looking into as well.
Right.
I also remember, we're talking with Larissa Alexandrovna, one of the best investigative reporters in the world, reporting over at rawstory.com. Larissa, tell me if my memory is correct here. I seem to recall in the probably 6 months after the invasion that there was some big incident up on the northwestern frontier. I don't recall if it was the border with Saudi Arabia or the border with Syria. And, a whole bunch of people died, and it kind of got covered up, and there was a lot of speculation. It was like a 3-day story in the press, and there was some speculation that this was actually an attempt by the Bush administration to bring WMD into the country to be discovered. Do you recall
I don't know if that's true. Remember, I don't know how many of your listeners know, because usually I'm on talking about the U.S. attorney scandal. But,
yeah.
You know, I have for years been an intelligence reporter and only this past year really focused domestically. Mm. But at the time that all of this was going on, I was chasing this ghost team. Trying to establish who they were, what they were doing, who are they reporting to. And there were several incidents of that type of nature. There were even incidents where deliveries were intercepted that were alleged to have been via the Bush administration.
Yeah, and it was like one hand didn't know what the other hand was doing, so the U.S. military was killing the U.S. other parts of the U.S. military that were covertly trying to smuggle WMD into the country so that the...
That's the allegation.
Yeah,
right.
The legitimate military could find it.
Right, and as I said, our guys, some of whom I talked to, who are special forces, legitimate special forces,
right.
Were there, and they would bump into this other sort of team and
right.
say, who are you? Why are you here? You know, they had no idea who these people were, other than they were dressed in, you know, they were Americans and dressed in military garb and were claiming to be with special forces.
Does this have anything to do, we just have a half a minute here, Larissa,
okay.
Does this have anything to do with that, the story? Of the two British guys who were found dressed in Iraqi garb and were apparently in a bombing car of some sort and got busted by the Iraqi police?
Well, I mean, I think it's similar, but I don't believe it's the same group of people, because these are ghost teamers. I call them the ghost team. They were Americans. There's no question. I confirm that with everybody.
Yeah.
But it seems to be a similar pattern of creating a problem.
Mm-hmm.
For which then there's, you know, the justified continued presence in the region is what
yeah.
it looks like to me.
Yeah, this British team seemed to have been involved in trying to create a provocation between Xi and Sunni.
Yeah, yeah.
Larissa Alexandrovna, she's reporting over at rawstory.com. You can read all about it over there. Larissa, thanks for dropping by today.
Thank you.
Great talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Show. Drop into our live chat room at tomhartman.com. And you can also find a link to our video, our live free video stream over there, also at airamerica.com.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Now through Saturday, we're wheeling and dealing at Pep Boys. The guaranteed lowest price on parts and service just got lower. Peak 50-50 Long Life Antifreeze and Chevron Techron Fuel Injector Cleaner, both buy one, get one free. Some limits apply. See circular for coupons. Stop in for a free brake inspection. Also, buy three installed tires, get the fourth one free. Any size, any brand. After mail-in rebate, some restrictions apply. Roll in now through Saturday while we're wheeling and dealing at Pep Boys.
Why do I take non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer. But when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Get Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin. Powerful relief from all your worst allergy symptoms without drowsiness.
Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear. Indoors and out.
Use it directed. Only brand clinically tested.
Grammy winner, Oscar winner, Melissa Etheridge, live. The Revival Tour 2008. Melissa Etheridge, August 18th on stage at Dodge Theater. Melissa Etheridge. Pick up her new album, The Awakening, in stores now. Then see her live, August 18th, Dodge Theater.
Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see I'm burning alive?
Melissa Etheridge.
I need to wake up.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Charge by phone, the Dodge Theater box office, all Ticketmaster locations at Ticketmaster.com. More at MelissaEtheridge.com. Produced by Golden Voice.
Insurance. You know you need it. When the unexpected happens, you'll be glad you had it. Don't wait another day to insure your property, vehicles, or business. What could you do without your home, auto, or business? Could you afford the cost of fire, theft, or flood? Could you recoup all the assets in your home after a break-in? Are you driving an uninsured or underinsured car? Is your business protected for loss of earnings, employee dishonesty? Call Haldeman Agency at 602-279-5199. Operating in Arizona only, investing in our community with years of knowledge and expertise in the insurance business. Your calls will be answered, claims will be filed and followed up on by your Haldeman agent.
Hi, I'm Meredith Haldeman. Call me, 602-279-5199, to see how I may serve you. That's 602-279-5199. Haldeman Agency, my family has served yours since 1925. 602-279-5199.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Here with you, the Tom Hartman program, brought to you in part by the Teamsters, fighting to pass the Employee Free Choice Act. Find out more at Teamster.org. And just a quick heads up, on August 26th at 6 p.m. in Denver, I'll be at Borders Books in Lone Tree, Colorado, the Park Meadows Mall. That's at 6 p.m. on the 26th of August. And on September 2nd, as I'm in Minneapolis for the Republican convention, the Voice of Minnesota AM 950 KTNF, AM 950 KTNF.com, their website, invites you to a party for change. Join Bill Press, Stephanie Miller, Jim Ward, Ed Schultz, Chris Lavoie, me, John Elliott, and Bill Press and I will be doing book signings. And this is all going to be at Black Bear Crossing on the lake, and tickets are $10 at the door only. So that should be a good gig and should be pretty full up. But of course, this weekend I'll be up in Seattle. The tickets are already sold out. Our number 866-303-2270. We'll be getting your calls in just a minute. But I want to take this back to it's amazing how today's speculation becomes tomorrow's retrospective news about today's events. I mean, with the situation that we're seeing in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, over a TPM Muckraker Talking Points memo, Andrew Tilghman writing, John McCain's top foreign policy advisor, Randy Shuneman, has for years been an essential conduit for the relationship between the United States and Georgia, the former Soviet Republic. He was Georgia's top lobbyist in Washington until earlier this year. He's still listed as president of the lobbying firm, which received $900,000 from the Embassy of Georgia since 2004. As Steve Clemens, head of the Foreign Policy Program at the New America Foundation, Washington, D.C., told TPM Muckraker, Randy Shuneman is at a vital nexus and it made Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia, feel as if it was wedged into the back pocket of Dick Cheney. So here we have Soviet Georgia and the Ukraine both being embraced by the Bushies and the neocons as, hey, let's get these guys into NATO right away. Let's poke basically Russia in the eye. This, you know, from Russia's point of view, this is the same thing as from our point of view in 1962,
the Soviet Union putting missiles 90 miles off our shore in Cuba. And Kennedy said, nope, ain't going to happen. And Russia said, but you're putting missiles in Turkey, right, on our, you know, on our southern border. Or the Soviet Union said that. And as you'll recall, part of the deal that ended the Soviet missile crisis was under the table, was Kennedy said, okay, within 6 months we'll pull the missiles out of Turkey if you'll back off on the missiles in Cuba and we'll both go our merry way. And they did, and we did, and we did. But all this raises the question. Did Shakhavili in Tbilisi, the president of Georgia, of the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, did the president of Georgia make this invasion of this breakaway republic that had already, you know, to his north, south Ossetia, did he make this invasion of this part of, arguably part of his country? I mean, the Russians had been issuing passports, a lot of ethnic Russians in that area. Did he make this invasion at the suggestion of the McCain campaign? I mean, is it possible that this thing, if Bush was blindsided by this, if the State Department was blindsided by this, could it be because, and this is pure speculation on my part, but, you know, like my speculation that, gee, you know, the Republicans always seem to be out ahead of the Democrats on these judicial confirmations and nominations. Could it be that they're wiretapping or have been listening in on the Democrats' conversations? And then we discover that, sure enough, the guy in Orrin Hatch's office has been hacking into Teddy Kennedy's computer for over a year. And not just Teddy Kennedy, most of the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee, and they knew in advance what the strategy was. Or our speculation a couple of years ago, hey, is it possible that the Bush team is trying to import WMD into Iraq, and now the story is coming out? Yeah, it looks like they were. Or is Bush, are they trying to cook the books? Are the Bushies trying to, you know, forge documents to make it seem like there's a connection between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein? Yes, it turns out Ron Suskind actually has the proof that that's the case. So my question, is it conceivable, is it possible, is it even probable that this whole crisis was provoked by the McCain campaign, or at least encouraged? And now we find Bloomberg is reporting. Now that Russia, this Henry Meyer reporting for Bloomberg News, you can find this over at Bloomberg.com. Now that Russia has humiliated Georgia with a punishing military offensive, it may shift its attention to reining in pro-Western Ukraine. Another American ally in the former Soviet Union, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's first order of business likely will be to try to thwart Ukraine's bid to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. Is John McCain playing politics? I mean, we've got a couple thousand people dead now in Georgia. A couple of thousand people are dead. Is this the result of the McCain camp playing politics, or is it the result simply of the McCain camp being in so tight with the neocons and having as their top foreign policy advisor the top lobbyist for Ukraine that gave Shakhavili this, you know, the president of Ukraine gave him this false sense of omnipotence, of power, that he did this stupid invasion?
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Call him now at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhoads at noon, Jeff Farias at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So DryFit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from DryFit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
President Bush takes sides in the Russia-Georgia war. I'm Rita Foley. About half an hour ago, President Bush said Russia must get all of its forces out of Georgia.
Russia's ongoing action raised serious questions about its intentions in Georgia and the region.
He left no doubt where he stands.
The United States of America stands with the democratically elected government of Georgia. We insist that the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia be respected.
The president's comments come after reports that the Russians were moving deeper into Georgia despite a ceasefire. You driving less because of the high gas prices? The government says we drove 12 billion fewer miles in June than last June. Players on Spain's Olympic basketball team say it was supposed to be funny, not offensive. A photo shows them using their fingers to pull back their eyes, apparently to make them look more Chinese. A toddler fell three stories out of a window in Maine, but he just got up and walked away, a little sore, but otherwise unhurt. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Pick up Fashion Fighter, the book, out now in paperback at fashionfighter.net.
Kylie's just met her biological father for the first time and discovers he's lost his legs in war in Iraq. She has a million questions about soldiers, war, death, and what she can do about it. Rallying her fellow students, Kylie starts a campaign to educate others about the war. She begins to decipher a sense of the world around her and what her own growing beliefs are, as she discovers not everyone agrees with her. In fact, her new interest causes her another battle in her own home. Readers will be rooting as Kylie valiantly stands up for what she knows in her heart to be right.
Order your copy of Fashion Fighter today at fashionfighter.net. This work of juvenile fiction includes a vocabulary and discussion section for parents and educators. Address the tough issues of war, peace, stepfamilies, and more with a child or teen you love. Fashion Fighter, the book, at fashionfighter.net.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
Point.
What story has Barack Obama told that could possibly catch the public attention? What story? That he's got a slightly amended plan for dealing with the energy crisis? Ooh, that got my attention. No, that's why Paris Hilton is all over the news. That's why John Edwards is all over the news, because the story's not sticking. What story is the Obama campaign telling about John McCain that should make voters worry about him? Nothing. Silence. I hear crickets chirping in the background.
Tune into Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
Stephanie Miller.
I came across Michelle Bachman. She would be the bat
crazy congresswoman from Minnesota, babbling about gas prices. She said, we can easily get back to $2 a gallon gas with our abundant oil resources in Alaska and offshore. Obviously, she hasn't read the DOE's recent reports, which says that new production from Anwar and offshore might lower the price of gas by 5 cents per gallon 15 years from now. God almighty, how on earth did she ever get elected? What a friggin' moron.
The Stephanie Miller Show, early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Downright strange stuff going on out there, I'm telling you. Sometimes you think it's crazy. The story, as we say, from the wire services. China's impressive haul of gold medals at the Beijing Olympics was tarnished somewhat today when it was revealed that abnormally high levels of lead were found in the first place medallions. The medals, which were supposed to be made entirely of gold, were instead found to be composed of 99% lead alloy coated with a gold-colored lead-based paint. The shocking revelations roiled the Olympic complex today and set officials looking for answers from the Chinese manufacturer of the medals, the Wuhan 100% Pure Gold Metal Corporation. A spokesman for Wuhan, China's largest exporter of gold medals, said, "We are trying to determine exactly how much lead got into those gold medals. Until we do, we urge all first-place athletes not to lick, taste, or suck on their medals." The news about the potentially toxic gold medals spread panic among Olympic champions, especially U.S. swimming phenomenon Michael Phelps. "I am very, very concerned about my extensive contact with gold medals," Mr. Phelps told reporters. "But what am I supposed to do? Stop being so awesome?" It's really from the Borowitz report. It's tongue-in-cheek. No, I'm not serious. It's our crazy alert for the day. Speaking of crazy, what's going on in the world? Is the McSame campaign Exxon John ginning up this, or in some way, even perhaps indirectly, responsible for ginning up this conflict? Here's Russian President Dmitry Medvedev talking through a translator about how he's open to a peace deal, but he says Georgia's being dishonest.
...made by the Georgian president that for 2 days ceasefire has been ensured. Those are lies.
Those are lies. He's calling the president of Georgia a liar, and here again he says that
crazy people are very particular, because when they smell blood, it is impossible to stop them. Therefore, you need to make a surgery to stop this problem.
So now we have Russia talking about the Ukraine as the aggressor and characterizing it. I mean, this is incredible. Richard in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Hi, I just wanted to call your attention to a article by Robert Scheer on from Truthdig, I think, that points out that Randy Schoeneman, the guy on McCain's staff, who is also a lobbyist for Georgia, was also one of the directors of the PNAC, the Project for a New American Century. And in that capacity, he also was in charge of the president of the Committee for the Liberation of Iraq, which was created by PNAC, of which he had been a board member, and actively involved in ginning up the war in Iraq.
Yeah.
So it may add a certain amount of plausibility to what is at this point admittedly speculative,
It does, yeah. And in fact, here's Robert Scheer's column over it. It's on the cover of Truthdig. Is it possible that this time the October surprise was tried in August and that the garbage issue of brave little Georgia struggling for its survival from the Russian bear was stoked to influence the U.S. presidential election? And this is exactly what I'm speculating about. Richard, thank you very much for pointing that out to me. Yeah, the excellent article by Robert Scheer, as always. And it's really quite remarkable. Ken in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hey, Ken, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
I'm so disappointed with the warrant.
Ken, you're popping in and out.
I said
I'm sorry. Ken, I'm going to have to put you on hold because I don't know if it's your cell phone or what it is, but our call screener can figure this out. Leon in Miami. Hey, Leon.
Leon, it's me.
Yeah.
It's great listening to your show. I used to think Lionel knew was the most knowledgeable person about the Constitution, but
Lionel's a very smart guy.
And then the other day you had him on your show, so that was outrageous.
He's a very smart guy.
Anyway, did you listen the other day when the idiot president, when he's in China, said something about that Russia was in the wrong for invading the sovereign nation? What the hell did he do to Iraq? And he's been occupied there Iran so far.
You know, Wong Kat over at the at Wong Kat's site today, and she's actually citing another site. It's 4winds10.com. Has photos of George W. Bush drunk as a monkey at the Olympics. His half a dozen military having to lift him out of his seat in the Olympics. He's so plastered he can't walk.
I can't even talk about his name. If you see the banners and signs I have on magnetics, I have on my sign, you know, on my car, you would know that I cannot like him. Anyway, the reason why I call it is The Hague. I clearly don't understand what their purpose is and how they can go after someone. Why can't all Americans write to them and say that they want him arrested for war crimes, the Bush crime family?
Well, the international, it's a good question, Leon. First of all, and thank you for the call. The International Court at The Hague is not, you know, responsive to you and me. They have prosecuted professional prosecutors who look, you know, out at the world. They're responsive to the United Nations, so, you know, but they have prosecutors who look out at the world and say, hey, they just did it with Sudan. They've indicted the president of Sudan, Bashir. And this is because they had earlier indicted two of his henchmen, and he promoted them. In fact, he put one of them, the guy in Bashir's government, who was apparently, according to the International Criminal Court at The Hague, was responsible for the murders, the genocide in Darfur, the murder of over 1 million people. When he got indicted by the Criminal Court at The Hague for doing this, what did Bashir do? Did he smuggle the guy out of the country? Did he hide him away? Did he put him in jail? Did he turn him over to The Hague for prosecution? No. He elevated him to cabinet level in his administration and put him in charge of the Darfurian refugees. So, I mean, that's, it's a problem. So, but I think what we're going to see, and we'll see, but my guess is that what we're going to see sometime next year, or maybe even the year after that, is that the International Criminal Court is going to start taking a very, very close look at a number of these people associated with the Bush administration. The only thing that could blow that up is if John McCain gets elected president. Bob in Virginia. Hey, Bob.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Tom, did you notice there was a little story that kind of slipped through the radar? When Karl Rove was subpoenaed before the Congress, his lawyer said that he couldn't appear because he was on a long planned trip.
Right, out of the country.
Right. And then on July 12th, it emerged that, in fact, he was supposedly vacationing in the Crimea.
Oh, man.
And this is something that it kind of just slipped right through the radar. And it was when this whole thing started blowing up in Georgia, I was like, wait a minute. Why would Rove...
Karl Rove was just in that region.
Why would he be in the Crimea?
Right.
He could go on vacation anywhere, any beach resort in the world.
You know, as the old cliche goes, sometimes if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck,
there
it's a duck.
There you go.
Yeah. Bob, thanks a lot. Thanks. I'm sorry. I cut you off mid-sentence. I didn't intend to. This is very, very bizarre. Terry in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Terry. Terry, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Tom.
Yeah.
Excellent to talk to you. Thank you so much for your program. I listen to it as much as I can, and I really respect your viewpoint.
Thank you, Terry. Your comment or question or call?
Anyways,
what's up?
What I wanted to just address was and one of your previous callers touched on it briefly, when President Bush spoke in the Rose Garden, how empty his words were when he said that, you know, Russia should not have invaded a sovereign country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the U.S. has obviously taken the same stance. The whole world knows it. And I think he basically made the U.S. a laughing stock by taking that tack.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm thinking that the result of the failed policies in Iraq and with the Bush administration has really left Russia an open hand to do whatever they want in Eurasia.
Yeah. Well, it's a very, very tough one. I mean, this is just, thank you, Terry, a very messy situation. Shakavili talking about this this whole general mess that has been created.
The territorial integrity of Georgia must be preserved.
Yeah, and this is Condi Rice talking about, well, you know, we've got to preserve the territorial integrity of Georgia.
Forces, withdrawal of forces in cessation of hostilities. Tanks should go. And I hope they will.
And that's Shakavili saying, you know, I hope the tanks will go. Hey, maybe you should talk to John McCain's advisors. Kim in San Francisco. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Tom. Sadly, the fact that the neocons are doing this stuff shouldn't surprise anybody at all. But what I am most worried about is that I have a real fear that the majority of Americans in the middle heartland will buy it.
Well, and I think that to a large extent they are. You've got John McCain out there, you know, demagoguing this thing. I mean, his response to it is, "Today we are all Georgians." I mean, he's using, you know, Reaganisms. He's using
We're that stupid. Don't we deserve the president we get? I mean, for God's sake, Tom, we've done this now for 8 years.
Yeah, Kim, I would argue that we haven't. I would argue that we had a coup d'etat and we've had two stolen elections, which raises a whole other set of questions that kind of go along the same line of are we dumb enough to let that happen? But we have to start and thank you for the call. We have to start pointing this out and we have to start pushing back. And I don't think that this is just idle speculation. I think this is a real problem.
Visit HartmanRadio.com for live streaming video of the Tom Hartman Program. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Healthcare reform. We've been talking about it for over 50 years now, yet things just keep getting worse. Well, the time for talk is over. The time to act is now. There is a bill in Congress, H.R. 676, that will finally create a single-payer national health insurance system in the U.S. It will cover everyone and everything at rates that we can all afford. Not too many people know that this bill even exists, so we have to get the word out quickly, because without the people's support, it will be very hard to get this bill through Congress. Naturally, big corporate medicine opposes H.R. 676 and will try to defeat it, but we can fight back if we all join together and speak out in one powerful voice. Join the Citizens Alliance for National Health Insurance online at www.hr676.org or call 800-680-9310. That's hr676.org or call 800-680-9310.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. In my book, Screwed, the Undeclared War Against the Middle Class, I argue that getting involved locally is the key to progressive change. This year, Maricopa County voters have the opportunity to reject the politics of hate, division, and fiscal mismanagement. Elect a Democratic county attorney, sheriff, and board of supervisors. Your Democratic Party needs your vote and your commitment. Please contribute at MaricopaDemocrat.com.
$25, $10, whatever it may be, from now till December, it'll make a big difference. Remember, MaricopaDemocrat.com. Contribute as a KPHX listener and let the party know that you vote with your ears. MaricopaDemocrat.com. Paid for by the Maricopa County Democratic Party. Contributions or gifts to which are not tax deductible. This year, Maricopa County voters have the opportunity to reject the politics of hate, division, and fiscal mismanagement. Elect a Democratic county attorney, sheriff, and board of supervisors. Please contribute at MaricopaDemocrat.com. MaricopaDemocrat.com.
Hi, this is Zach White again with 76 Mortgage. Currently, the majority of our business consists of mortgage purchase transactions. However, we still offer the best rates and the lowest fees to refinance mortgages. Do you have an ARM that is set to expire? Do you want to shorten the term of your existing mortgage without increasing your payment? Do you want to consolidate debt into your mortgage? We can still go up to 95% cash out to pay off existing debts. Rates are still very low, and there are still many programs available to qualified borrowers. Now is the time to act. Rates are starting to rise, home values are declining, and loan guidelines are becoming more difficult every day due to the housing crisis. Many of the programs we can offer today may not be available in the near future. So call us today for a no-obligation mortgage consultation. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626 or log on to 76mortgage.com.
MB number 0907413.
From all of us at 76 Mortgage, thank you for supporting 1480.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Ain't no surplus now, it's gone. Oh, the debt grows every day. Yes, the balance of our loans is bigger than Star Jones. Tell the kids they'll have to pay. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I wish this debt would go away. I could try to pay these bills, or sell Dick Cheney's pills, or put Congress on eBay. And we owe
so much. We owe so very much. Helping you win the water cooler wars. Tom Hartman here with you. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Travis in Eureka, California, listening on KGOE. Hey, Travis, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I was thinking about how the Georgian troops had to be pulled off the Iran-Iraq border.
Yeah, yes. That was their principal job, I believe, was preventing or assuaging the concerns of America that the Iranians might cross that border and come into Iraq, or that, you know, people might be infiltrating or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking how that could leave open the opportunity to provoke war with Iran, seeing as there's less security there on the border now. And I'm wondering if that could have played into any of Neocon's plans there.
That's an interesting speculation. I'm not sure exactly how it would play out, but and in fact, there are some reports that the U.S. government has just in the last day or two, or reports coming from the last day or two, that the U.S. government has refused to sell or provide Israel with some of the technology necessary to do an attack on Iraq or on Iran, excuse me. And thus we're saying no when we've been saying yes, yes, go ahead and do it apparently for some time. So doing it by proxy. I mean, I think that the Bushies are getting it, that they would be way in over their head. They would just be so way in over their head. It's unbelievable. Don in Delaware. Hey, Don.
Hey, Tom. You never talk about this. Did Tony Blair and the Brits have anything to do with all this stuff in Iraq, or did they just go completely along with whatever the CIA and Bush said?
Well, we don't know. I mean, what we do know from the Downing Street memo and the Downing Street minutes is that they went along with cooking the books on Iraq. They went along with cherry-picking intelligence. They went along with the war. The question is why. I don't honestly know. And
did they do it for British Petroleum?
Could be. Certainly oil is a big deal, and the oil off the North Shore and some of the other oil reserves around the UK are starting to decline,
And everybody's looking at, you know, as Dick Cheney pointed out.
Iraq sits on top of 10% of the world's oil reserves. Very significant reserve, second only to Saudi Arabia.
So there might have been that, or it could have been that Tony Blair thought that, just like George Bush thought, this was what would get him political power. If these guys, you know, being a war hero, I mean, if Tony Blair was looking back at Maggie Thatcher and the Falklands War, hey, a brief, short war, she got to be a hero, everybody loved her, you know, she got incredible political capital from it, and was able to use that political power that she got from the Falklands War to further privatize British Rail, to further privatize the British health system, to break the coal miners union, or continue that. I mean, that was one of the early conflicts. I mean, just some major stuff, you know, for her neoconservative and neoliberal agenda. And so Blair might have been thinking, hey, you know, I can be a war hero too. And, you know, look at what it did for Churchill. Look at what it did for Thatcher. Just like George W. was saying, you know, Ronnie Reagan got great, you know, from Grenada, and my daddy got it from going after Saddam Hussein in Kuwait, and so I'll do the same thing. I don't know, Don, but I think that that's a good and important question, and we need, you know, hopefully there will be some serious British investigative journalists looking into this thing, and these stories will be coming out as well. Dan in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Tom, how you doing this morning?
Good.
I'm a huge fan of yours, by the way.
Thank you.
But this is stick on the oil thing. I'm disappointed in Barack, and I'd really like to hear him come out and say, no more oil in 10 years. The car in your driveway is the last glass automated automobile you're going to buy. JFK did it when he said, we're going to put a man on the moon and we're going to return him safely within a decade. We did it. We have that kind of ingenuity. What is keeping Barack Obama from making a pledge like that? I'll take your answer off the air, Tom.
Right. No, I don't disagree at all. And I think that, you know, this is a time when really bold moves are called for. And frankly, I think that there are some American companies. I mean, GM was running a full-page ad the other day. And, you know, disclosure, GM advertises on this show, but that's not why I'm saying this. They were running a full-page ad the other day saying that they're really committed to you know, getting off petroleum, to flex fuel cars, to more efficient cars and things like that. I think it's just the direction things are going. I mean, you know, it doesn't take a weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing, as they say. Steve in New York, you wanted to disagree with me about something.
Well, first of all, Tom, I love you to death. You're very, very good.
But
the ICC stuff. But it's a friendly, it's a loving but. The ICC, International Criminal Court, you've kind of got it backwards.
Okay.
Ironically enough, if McCain were to be elected, it would probably be more likely that the ICC would look into the crimes of George Bush, and here's why. The ICC, per its statute, it's called the Rome Statute, is a court of supplemental jurisdiction, which means it only kicks in when a country in which the perpetrator is a citizen, number one, will not try somebody, or if they try somebody and it's a sham trial.
Right. No, I understand that. But isn't the ICC's power subject to UN oversight?
Not really, no.
I thought the ICC was created as a result of UN treaties.
No. It was created. It's a treaty in and of itself. You're thinking of the ad hoc tribunals, which have to be approved by the Security Council.
Right. And that was my concern, is anything that needs to be approved by the Security Council.
But there are no ad hoc tribunals anymore. The ICC replaced those.
Oh, very interesting.
There are tribunals that still exist that were created before it, like the ICTY, the ICTY, which is Yugoslavia,
right.
Which they still may be trying some of the people from when that was created, or the ICTR, which was for Rwanda. So I'm not being too critical.
I appreciate it, Steve. I'm very proud of the fact that I have the smartest listeners on earth, and I learn as much as I hopefully as I give on this show. Steve, thank you very much.
Great work, Tom.
Thank you. You too.
Great work.
Thank you, and thanks for the call. That's good to know. That's very good to know. 57 minutes past the hour. Coming up next, are the conservatives willing to kill a human race so fat cats can get fatter? Stick around.
This is Tom Hartman.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You know, I think GoToMyPC is the best remote access service out there. Now, if you haven't tried it, I'll explain how it works. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from any computer in the world. All you need is an internet connection. You sign up for a free trial with the promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. You download the software in 2 minutes. You'll log on to GoToMyPC.com with your username and secure password. You click the connect button, and your office desktop instantly appears. Now you have complete access to everything on your desktop and network. You work on your office PC just as if you were in your office. I use GoToMyPC every single day. I swear by it. It's great. And you can try it free today. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. It's only available if you use promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use promo code RHODES.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPAJ, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Russian troops reportedly are pushing further into Georgia, despite publicly announcing it would agree to a ceasefire. President Bush is calling on Russia to live up to its word.
Russia must keep its word and act to end this crisis.
The president is sending Secretary of State Rice to France and the Georgian capital of Tbilisi to help with diplomatic efforts to end the crisis. He also announced a massive U.S. humanitarian effort.
A U.S. C-17 aircraft with humanitarian supplies is on its way. And in the days ahead, we will use U.S. aircraft as well as naval forces to deliver humanitarian and medical supplies.
There is late word the president has postponed his trip to his Texas ranch so he could monitor the Russia-Georgia conflict. There are also reports hundreds of civilians have been killed in the fighting over the past week. The Georgian president claims Russia is trying to wipe out Georgia supporters in South Ossetia.
Russian tanks have been and Russian troops have been behaving extremely aggressively, and they've been in the process of basically completing ethnic cleansing of all Georgian populated areas of South Ossetia.
Georgian defense minister says it appears Russian troops are pulling out of two towns in the region. It's still not clear, though, where they're going. We've told you automakers are having to cut back because of poor sales. Those lower sales are the latest drag on the economy. Retail sales were off in July mainly because fewer cars and trucks were being sold. If you take out the big drop in auto sales, retail sales actually would have posted a 0.4% increase. Oil prices creeping back up again, trading today near $115 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow down 150. Three female aid workers have been killed in an ambush by militants in Afghanistan. This is the AP's Jason Stajuso.
The three women were from America. One woman was a Canadian-British dual citizen, and one woman was from Trinidad.
All three had worked for the New York-based International Rescue Committee. More on who will be speaking at the Democratic convention, Virginia Senate candidate Mark Warner will be delivering the keynote address. This is AP Radio News. Well, baseball may be America's game, but Team USA has suffered a defeat at the Olympics.
The U.S. rallied back with three runs in the top of the ninth inning, only to see South Korea score two in the bottom half for a thrilling 8-7 victory. Matt Brown's two-run single gave the U.S. a 7-6 lead, but closer Jeff Stevens blew the save. After giving up a leadoff double, pinch hitter Lee Tae-kyun hit a one-outfielder's choice that scored the equalizer. Stevens then made an errant pickoff throw that allowed Lee to race to third. The next batter was Lee Jung-wook, and he drove home the game winner with a sacrifice fly to center. South Korea beats the U.S. 8-7. John Klobuchar, Beijing.
And swimmer Michael Phelps gets to have a little bit of a break after winning 5 gold medals at the Beijing Games so far. That adds up to a career total of 11 gold medals. And despite concerns about human rights abuses, most Americans think holding the Olympics in China was a good decision. A new AP Ipsos poll also found gymnastics remains the most popular sport. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Motel 6. There's no better reason to get off the road than Motel 6. Rest and recharge in a clean, comfortable room. Motel 6 has the lowest price of any national chain. We'll leave the light on for you.
1480 KPHX,
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Putting we the people well ahead of corporate greed. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tim Nelson is the kind of Democrat Arizona likes. In his 20-year legal career, Tim took on big tobacco and enforced a multi-billion dollar settlement. He prosecuted major drug companies for price fixing, recovering millions for consumers. And when seniors were robbed of their retirement savings in the Baptist Foundation scandal, Tim Nelson helped get their money back. Tim Nelson wants to be your county attorney. Visit his website, timnelson2008.com, and vote Tim Nelson for Maricopa County Attorney on September 2nd.
Paid for by Tim Nelson for County Attorney.
It's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and your sexual inadequacies, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the, well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? Well, there is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects. Just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try a free sample of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Your health is too important to wait, so call now, 1-800-573-0477.
The sagging economy has left millions of Americans unable to make their mortgage payments. Imagine if there was a way to reduce your mortgage payment or sell your home for less than you own it with a lender's approval. John and Diane Bauer, hosts of the Save Your Home show on Saturdays at 3 p.m., have the answers on just how this can be done. That's the Save Your Home show on Saturdays at 3 p.m. on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Mike Malloy Show.
It is time that the oil industry be taken away from these massive, irresponsible, profit-insane, price-gouging, environment-destroying sons of bitches who own the companies and turn it over to a responsible government.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Welcome back. 6 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. The Bush administration has proposed sweeping changes to the Endangered Species Act, releasing a plan to give federal agencies the authority to decide without expert consultation whether their activities could harm endangered and threatened species. I wanted to get some broad range of thought on this. Terry Jeffrey is with us. He's the editor-in-chief of CNS News, cnsnews.com. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm fine. Terry, are you guys willing to kill off the human race so the fat cats can get fatter?
No.
then why these? I mean, do you get it that life on this planet is like our bodies? It's there are all these, you know, our kidneys don't operate independent of our liver doesn't operate independent of our heart. If any one of them gets ripped out and thrown away or killed off, then the whole organism can die. And you know, life is this very, very complex thing, and we're messing with it in ways. I mean, we're in the midst of what Richard Leakey calls the sixth extinction. We've got species going extinct at a rate 100 or 1,000 times the normal background rate. This is dangerous stuff we're playing.
Well, look, I agree with you that we should and do have a duty to take care of plants and animals in the planet around us. But I believe that these plants and animals exist for our use and for our purposes. Ultimately, they serve the needs of man, including aesthetic needs. And I believe there are environmental extremists out there who turn the whole thing upside down, and I think that man should serve plants and animals, not the other way around. And I could give you many examples of that, but I think it's really quite manifest in the environmentalist movement.
Well, that's very interesting. I would say that there's a third way, and that is that we are animals on this planet. We are part of, we are a product of, actually, this biosphere that, you know, they're the product of millions of years of evolution, that we evolved coexisting with all of these other plants and animals that were bound to them in a thousand, in a hundred billion different ways. That actually, there's more non-human DNA inside a human body than there is human DNA. I mean, we're interpenetrated by other forms of life, bacteria, viruses, all kinds of mostly single-celled parasites. And although they're symbiotic, they, you know, we're finding that if people don't have the right bacteria in their gut doesn't work, you know, and things like this. And in fact, there's a lot of concern now that a lot of these diseases that, like lupus, you know, these autoimmune disorders are the consequence, and hay fever and things like that, are the consequence of not having enough bugs in us.
Well,
that we're killing, you know, we're killing things off and it's killing us.
Well, there may be some truth to that. Let me give you an alternative philosophy, actually the one I was taught growing up. When I attended at Jesuit High School in San Francisco, one of the first things they made us do is memorize the first principle and foundation, the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius. The first two sentences of that, Tom, said, "Man was created in order to praise, reverence, and serve God, and by this means to save his soul. And all other things were created in order to aid man in the attainment of this goal." So, and I think that's completely consistent with my Roman Catholic faith. So, in other words, I would say, if someone like me is Catholic, adopt the Catholic view, everything you use in this earth and everything you interact with, including plants and animals,
are sacred.
Well, the question is, are they being used in order to help man save his soul, or are they being used another way? And obviously, abuse of the environment is a sin. But properly,
well, even beyond that, how could you know? I mean, you know, this is the kind of stuff that Thomas Merton, I don't know if you've ever read Merton.
I'm familiar with his
writings.
Seven Story Mountain, right?
Among others, yeah. They, you know, the Little Birds of Zen, and so many. But he's sort of the modern-day Aquinas, I say, in some ways. How do you know? I mean, if you're looking at human activity that is merely to make a buck, and it is killing off other forms of life, if you want to take the religious perspective, I mean, even just acknowledging that as a possibility, which I think is, you know, a whole order of qualitative analysis above the one that really we should be looking at, which has to do with simply biological survival.
Right.
But if you want to look at it from a spiritual point of view, how do you know killing off that species is going to help you praise God?
Well, wait a minute. God gave us a rational mind, and we have prudential judgment that we should use. But making a buck off animals is not a bad thing. I mean, most of your listeners probably eat animals, and someone's making a buck off selling them those animals. But here's a classic example of the thing turned upside down. I wrote a column last year about a case that a U.S. judge in Oregon wrote about the steelhead, which is a species of salmon, ocean-going trout, basically. There are more steelhead on the west coast of the United States now than there historically were. But this judge says that's no good. Fishing them still is against the Endangered Species Act because a lot of these steelhead are being bred in hatcheries. They're basically a product of human-animal husbandry. We depleted the steelhead population. We saw there was a problem there. Then we figured out a way to making more steelhead than there ever have been. So they're now more abundant. But a judge says that's against the
Endangered Species Act. Sort of. There's a couple of problems with that, Terry. I live out in the Pacific North. I live in Portland, Oregon, and,
okay.
And I can tell you. If you go back and you read the Lewis and Clark reports and all the reports of people who, you know, the kind of first contact reports, the salmon, among others, other fish, were so abundant in these rivers that it looked like you could walk across the river on top of fish. You don't see that anymore, number one. And number two, the fish farms have become infected with fish lice. And we've got very, very sick fish, and it's one of the things that's killing off the wild salmon is the fish lice from the salmon farms. And everybody's freaked out about it. Nobody knows what to do about it. They're using all these heavy chemicals to try and kill off the fish lice. And so now there's questions about the health of the meat from the salmon that are coming from the fish farms. And people out here won't eat farmed salmon. They go into restaurants. They advertise, you know, line caught, wild caught. You pay a premium for it. And there's even concern that it could be crashing the ecosystem.
Okay,
so once again, here we are trying to play God, and in the process,
destroying, you know, what you would characterize as God's creation.
Well, first of all, Tom, these steelhead aren't farm-raised steelhead. They're steelhead that run in those rivers in Oregon out into the Pacific Ocean and come back a few years later and breed. They're just hatched in hatcheries. But let me ask you this. I mean, you don't disagree with me that prudent use of all of those various species of salmon running up the rivers of Oregon is a proper and appropriate thing for the human race. That it is good and right for us to capture a certain amount of salmon and to use them to feed ourselves and our family. That's
well, there's fine. That huge qualifier, you know, the phrase certain amount. For example, we know that the forests here in the Pacific Northwest, you go out and you do, you know, DNA analysis of the soil or you look at the soil, we know that the forests require nutrients from the ocean in order to be healthy. And the way that those nutrients get from the ocean into the forests is the salmon go out into the ocean, and they become steelhead. They come back up the rivers. Bears catch them, eat them, go into the forests, and poop. And that bear poop is how these micronutrients from the ocean that are vital to the health of the forest gets transmitted into the forest. So there is some level at which human intervention, we say, okay, we don't need the bears anymore, and we're going to eat all the salmon. There is a certain point at which we start crashing forests without even realizing it. And that's what I'm saying. If we're trying to play God with this stuff,
God wants us to play man. We're at the top.
How do you know?
How do we know? Because he tells us.
God is telling you how many salmon to kill?
He gave us dominion. No, he doesn't tell us how many salmon to kill. He did give us
dominion. We gave us dominion.
Over the bears and the salmon in the forest. It is then up to us to use that authority rationally.
Terry, how is that different from Osama bin Laden saying God authorized him to kill all those people in the suicide bombing in the market in Baghdad?
Well, because he is wrong and I am right, for one thing. Do you disagree?
See, that's the problem with using a religious argument. We're biological beings. Let's talk about biology.
Tom, this is a basic question. If we agree that there is a God and he created us, okay, that's one thing. Can we get that far? We agree on that? Well, look, if you agree.
No, we can't. Okay, I don't think, because I am very wary of anyone who says that they know that a single monotheistic looks like a human being, talks like a human being, thinks like a human being, gets pissed off like a human being, creator decided that I'm supposed to go kill the salmon. I'm thinking, even though we both call ourselves Christian, that your God and my God are different people or different things.
This gets right down to the core of it, because if we don't agree there is a God, he created us, and God did in fact create the other things in this world for us to use responsibly and to be responsible stewards of, if we can't get that far, then actually you're kind of proving my point, because my point at the beginning of this conversation was there are people who believe that man is here to serve the animals and the plants, not
No,
the
but
other
see,
way
I don't
around.
Think it's either or, Terry. I think that there's a middle ground, which is we, in order to survive, we have to come to peace with our biosphere.
Now, there's a hierarchy here, and man is above plant and animal.
I have a tough one with it. You want to stick around? We'll take some calls and see what our listeners think about this. 16 minutes past the hour. Terry Jeffrey with us, the editor-in-chief of CNSNews.com. Stick around. 866-303-2270.
This is Tom Hartman.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhoads, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now. 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
You
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
Cancer. It's a frightening word, especially when they tell you your only option is chemotherapy. Well, I am a different kind of doctor. I treat cancer naturally, with treatments that have been successfully used for decades and get you feeling better and stronger again in the process. The great majority of my patients who stick with this program go into remission, or improve and stabilize, or are on their way there. Many of my cancer patients continue working at their jobs while getting treatment. One of my patients rides his bicycle several hours a day. A few others frequently go hiking in the mountains. These are cancer patients who are right now getting their cancer treatment from me. My name is Dr. Colleen Huber. I am a naturopathic medical doctor, a physician licensed here in Arizona to treat cancer and other diseases, and at my medical office we do treat cancer naturally. Here's how. Dr. Linus Pauling was the only person in history to be awarded 2 solo Nobel Prizes. His work with vitamin C and cancer was groundbreaking 4 decades ago. These days we use much higher doses of vitamin C intravenously. In total, we use up to a dozen different natural cancer fighters with each patient, tailored to specific individual needs. And we do work with local oncologists. I am Dr. Colleen Huber, and the doctors in my medical office are here to help you defeat cancer. Call 480-839-2800. That's 480-839-2800. Or visit our website, natureworksbest.com. And I repeat, and this is the truth, natureworksbest.com.
Sun Cellular is the Valley's only multi-brand authorized cell phone repair center. If it's mobile, they'll fix it fast, in most cases, while you wait.
I was out of town on vacation when I cracked the screen on my BlackBerry. I sent it overnight to Sun Cellular, and I had it back the next day. I don't think my service provider could have done that.
Trust your cell phone repairs to Sun Cellular. Visit them online at suncellularinc.com. All repairs are guaranteed with free estimates while you wait. Call 602-267-7800.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Shake it up. Shake it up.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Radio Program, your radio support group for We the People, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. We're talking with Terry Jeffries, the editor-in-chief of CNSNews.com. And I guess the question ultimately comes down, we started with the Bush administration basically saying that experts shouldn't be deciding whether or not endangered plants or animals are protected. Other agencies like the Pentagon or whatever should simply just do what they want, these sweeping changes to the EPA. And this has kind of devolved or moved. I'm not sure if it moved up or it moved down into a discussion of whether Earth is here for man or vice versa, Terry. But let's take some calls and see what if you're up for it.
Sure.
Okay. Jeff in Tacoma, Washington, listening on Talk 1090. Or John, I'm sorry. John in Tacoma, Washington. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm a Franciscan, and Francis of Assisi referred to the sun as his brother and the moon as his sister. That's the level of intimacy he experienced with, frankly, all of creation. And to put a hierarchical value on all that is not only arrogant, it could possibly be blasphemous.
Jerry?
Well, actually, the truth is, had St. Francis, in fact, elevated animals above man, he would not be a saint, and it, in fact, would be heretical, because the Catholic Church does not believe that, never has believed that. And to reduce it to the reductio.
But Terry, why does it have to be above or below? Why can't we all be?
Because in fact, God gave us, according to the Bible, if you believe in the Bible, which Catholics do, and all Christians do, God gave us, the human race, dominion over this earth and the things in it.
Well, it also says in the Bible many places.
I would suggest that the word dominion is a rather poor translation. It has more to do with being a caretaker, a steward, rather than over and against.
Rather than an overlord. John, thank you. Terry, I mean, that's my point, is that we're part of this web of life.
Sure.
It's not that we're here to figure it out, control it, and dominate it, or for that matter, that we're here necessarily to support it. It's that we're part of it. Mm-hmm. If we screw it up, we kill ourselves off.
Well, we're here to use it appropriately. Then the question is, what is appropriate? At the beginning of this conversation, I gave you one value system for determining ultimately what would be appropriate.
Right, but it was a religious one, and we're talking about government here, too. I mean, there's that issue. But rather than you and I go, let's bring in Dennis from New Mexico. Hey, Dennis.
Hi. Yes, I'd like to bring out something regarding fundamentalist Christian. If they want to take the Bible literally, what about the Ten Commandments, which say, thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not bear false witness, which means lying? Are they going to take that literally also?
I hope so.
Yeah, well, so no war in Iraq and no George Bush, I guess. Thank you, Dennis. Or for that matter, the First Commandment, thou shalt have no graven images. Are you going to strip all the statues out of the churches?
Are you talking about Catholic churches? Those are not graven images.
Well,
they're not.
Martin Luther would beg to differ.
Well, they're not.
I understand. That's a whole other debate.
A statue of the Virgin Mary in a Catholic church is no more a graven image than a photograph is. It is simply a reminder and a symbol. It is not something that is worth.
Yeah, and there are many Protestant fundamentalists who would suggest that even photographs are graven images, but as I said, this is way far afield of whether or not we should be protecting endangered species.
Now, thou shalt not make the steelhead a graven image either.
Okay, Bernice in Dearborn, Michigan, you're on with Terry and Tom.
You know, hi, Tom. I was raised as a Roman Catholic, and it used to bother me when I read the passage, let him have dominion over, you know, all the animals and the fish. And I saw that certain people were using that as an excuse to dominate animals and not treat them with respect. And lately, the liberal Catholic theologians are saying, look at Genesis as a myth. Don't take it literally.
Okay. And thank you, Bernice. Terry, I'm guessing you would beg to differ, so we'll just leave it at that.
Sure.
And go to Todd in Los Angeles. Todd, hey, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Todd.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Hey, we got about a minute here before the break.
I've read a book by Daniel Quinn called Ishmael that addresses this the subject, and I strongly disagree. And I kind of agree with John that we've been put here with these great abilities that we have to adapt and seem to have greater abilities than any other creatures to be stewards of this earth. And it's important for us to understand that we're just part of a big thing, and we're not in charge here. Not at all.
Yeah, that's my position too, Todd. Thank you. And Dan Quinn is a great guy. He wrote a blurb for my book, Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight. I wrote a blurb for one of his most recent books, Ishmael, My Ishmael, The Story of B. A highly recommended reading, Terry. You ought to check him out.
Okay.
But it's all saying, you know, we're all in this together.
Well, let me just reassert my idea that there's clearly a hierarchy, and there's one thing that sets man apart from all these creatures, aside from the fact that God gave us dominion over them, is that we have a rational mind in order to appropriately use that dominion. And there's absolutely no way you can tell me that a sheep or a cattle or a steelhead salmon is on the same level as the human race.
I think in terms of being part of the web of life on Earth, absolutely they're at the same level.
There's a hierarchy, Tom.
Okay.
And man's at the top.
Terry, we're not going to resolve this right now. CNSNews.com. Thanks, Terry Jeffrey.
This is Tom Hartman. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
The only thing better than going to the Olympics is having the Olympics come to you. Tonight, NBC goes live with Day 5. Who will prevail in men's gymnastics in the spectacular all-around gold medal final? Then, Natalie Coughlin and Katie Hoff lead Team USA in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay final. And Michael Phelps will continue his quest for gold. Then, beach volleyball, men's diving, and women's cycling. Get in the games. NBC Tonight.
Now through Saturday, we're wheeling and dealing at Pep Boys. The guaranteed lowest price on parts and service just got lower. Peak 50-50 Long Life Antifreeze and Chevron Tekron Fuel Injector Cleaner, both buy one, get one free. Some limits apply. See circular for coupons. Stop in for a free brake inspection. Also, buy three installed tires, get the fourth one free. Any size, any brand. After mail-in rebate, some restrictions apply. Roll in now through Saturday while we're wheeling and dealing at Pep Boys.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Russia and Georgia. I'm Ed Donahue. President Bush has doubts that Russia is following through on its ceasefire in Georgia.
Fortunately, we're receiving reports of Russian actions that are inconsistent with these statements.
The president is postponing his trip to his Texas ranch so he can monitor the situation in Georgia. A Georgian official says Russian forces are apparently pulling out of two towns. Paul Soni has more out of Moscow.
We have been receiving reports that there are skirmishes going on between the Russian troops inside South Ossetia and Georgians who remain in the area.
BMW is recalling 200,000 vehicles. There are worries the front passenger airbag might not work in a crash. In Beijing, the U.S. men's baseball team moved into the lead in the ninth inning against Korea, only to lose the game in the bottom of the ninth. This is manager Davey Johnson.
You got to tip your hat to them. I mean, they came back against our closure. We came back against their closure. Just one of those nights.
Michael Phelps has a day off from the pool. He's won 5 gold medals over 4 days. The Dow is down 164 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Grammy winner, Oscar winner, Melissa Etheridge, live. The Revival Tour 2008. Melissa Etheridge, August 18th on stage at Dodge Theater. Melissa Etheridge. Pick up her new album, The Awakening, in stores now. Then see her live, August 18th, Dodge Theater. Melissa Etheridge.
I need to wake up.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Charge by phone, the Dodge Theater box office, all Ticketmaster locations at Ticketmaster.com. There's more at MelissaEtheridge.com. Produced by Golden Voice.
Has right-wing babble just about driven you over the edge?
You are not alone. Come detox with us at democracyinteractive.com. Democracy Interactive is a real-time online community where you can chat with fellow progressives across the country and around the world. You can also catch up on the latest news, reviews, and interviews with great guests like Nova M's own Mike Malloy. So join us. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll see Dick Cheney in a Darth Vader helmet. democracyinteractive.com. It's time to get your chat on.
This week on About Face, our subject will be counter-recruiting. School has started and the recruiters are trying to fill their quota of fresh troops. If you know a parent of a teen, or if you are a teacher who wants to offer some truth to your students, tune in at 3 p.m. on Sunday to About Face, and we will give you the tools to stop the military from taking your kids using lies. That's 3 p.m. Sunday on 1480 KPHX.
Now the illness du jour is autism.
Would have been so easy to just make KPHX a right-wing talk radio station.
You know what autism is?
It's a built-in audience, loyal listeners.
It's a brat who hasn't been told to cut the act out.
And there's plenty of conservative talk shows that we could have picked up.
That's what autism is.
Thing is, we'd have to come to work every day and be an asshole.
They don't have a father around to tell them, don't act like a moron, you'll get nowhere in life.
Hate is boring. Activate your passion on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Although it doesn't leave the stiff thinking, yeah, not the one. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. The EPA, the Bush administration wants the EPA to basically be neutered. They want the EPA to be scaled back, their authority to be scaled back to the point where any other federal agency, any other group, any corporations, if they're going to do something that's going to kill off endangered species, fine. No problem. And there are several rationales being offered for this. One of those rationales is we are desperately in need of economic stimulation. We've got communities that are dying because they can't exploit natural resources. You know, setting aside the fact that if they cut down all the trees are gone, and it takes, you know, 60, 80 years for them to grow back. But nonetheless, hey, it's got to be about that. Or they're using these Dominionist perspective, you know, the James Watt argument, which to his credit Terry didn't use, which is that, well, Jesus is coming back and he's going to make all things new, and so it doesn't matter, you know, sell off the West to the mining barons and let them rob and rape the land and kill off the species, because it just doesn't matter. 866-303-2270. Your thoughts, Adam in Los Angeles on K-Talk. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Talk, how are you?
That's
I want
great.
To thank the previous callers for their spiritual challenge to this dominionist. And I would like to add my own bit on the intellectual, since he's so determined upon subordination of things. The Bible makes very clear one cannot serve God and mammon. And these dominionists never qualify even a 1 on 100 scale in that little department. How Jesus
well, that's
says.
Interesting. And mammon being essentially the economy. I mean, mammon is material
right.
goods. It's not the creation. It's wealth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because we could approach it. We have a problem with the dominionists are so in love with order, and they're like the old communists. They want to compel the sacrifice of others.
Right. Right. Very, very interesting point. Adam, thank you very much for that. Ted in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, WPTT. Hey, Ted.
Hi. I wanted to talk about the sky and the, you know, the hierarchy of man along with the rest of the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems to believe that somehow we're superior, that we're the most evolved, that we're the pinnacle, you know, the crown of creation. And I was looking, you know, when when they talk about mammals, animals in general, the bigger the brain, the smarter the animal, it seems.
Generally, although whales have brains that are slightly larger than ours. Elephants are about the same size as us.
Actually, the way I understood it was there are certain whales that a man could stand inside its brain cavity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just because we're the most adept at killing things doesn't mean we're necessarily the peak of evolution.
Right. We're the peak predator. We're the top predator on this planet.
Right. I'm not so sure that, you know, whales aren't smarter than us and might not even be considered higher in a hierarchy. I'm not saying they are, but, you know, who's to say they aren't? I think it was even I'm sure it was even the plot of a Star Trek movie, one of those Star Trek movies.
Well, you know, I think I might have been Orson Scott Card, who's a bit of a libertarian, but nonetheless, I think he wrote a book called, I think it was him who wrote the book Darwin's Radio. And the thesis of the book was based on a scientific fact, which is that the Neanderthal man, you know, the Neanderthals who were rendered extinct, it's looking increasingly like maybe as recently as 17,000, 18,000 years ago in Europe, but generally consensus 25,000, 30,000 years ago in Europe, that the Neanderthals' average brain size is 1,700 cc's, whereas Homo sapiens, our average brain size is 1,600 cc's. And so the hypothesis of this book was that they were smarter than us, that they had more highly developed brains than we did, and therefore they were less willing to engage in violence. And because we were willing to engage in senseless violence and speciesside, we exterminated them. And there is a fair body of evidence that we exterminated them. There's just, you know, nobody who can clearly say why. And in fact, they have found in just in the last 15 years or so, Neanderthal burial sites where, you know, they were making ochre and other colors from pigments. They had tools, they had beads. They appear to have had a fairly sophisticated culture in some places. And so, you know, it's even possible that not only are we not the most highly evolved mammal or, you know, thing on the planet, but that we killed off the one that was the most highly evolved.
That is pretty good. That's new information for me. I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's fascinating stuff. Ted, thanks for the call. Nathan in Long Beach, California. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good. I'm great, but I'll get better. How about you?
I'm fantastic and getting better. I just wanted to comment concerning man having dominion over the animals. If you read the book of Genesis, God gave Adam the commandment to dress and to keep the garden. And what that is really a metaphor and an allegory for being a steward of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's man's duty and responsibility to be a caretaker of the earth and to help preserve the earth. If you look also in Genesis, man was the last of God's creation. He created all the animals first.
Yeah, well, and also, if you want to, I mean, if you really want to get literal about this stuff and try to figure out what's going on, from a biblical perspective, look at, first of all, think of, there's two different ways historically that humans, or arguably three different ways that humans have interacted with their environment. There are hunter-gatherer peoples who actually live in the way of the rest of the world. That is, everything's waste is something else's food. You know, they migrate around areas, they use an area for a while, and then they'll move to another area, and eventually, by the time they get back to that original area, a generation later, it's completely regenerated. And so they're completely homeostatic. They're completely, you know, able to maintain themselves and sustainable, I guess would be the word.
Exactly.
And then there are pastoralists, people who herd things, but they, by in many cases, like the hunter-gatherers, they live sustainably. And then there are the fixed-place agriculturalists, who basically suck up all the resources of the earth, use animals as for breeding purposes, and rather than as wild animals, fail to have respect for them as living things and like that. And, you know, Cain and Abel, when Cain, you know, Cain was the farmer, Abel was the hunter-gatherer slash pastoralist.
Right.
And when they brought their first fruits before God, Cain, the farmer, you know, God looked at that and said, that's unacceptable to me. And he dissed Cain. And he looked at Abel's, and Abel was being the hunter-gatherer, and God said, this is good. And it so upset Cain that he killed Abel. And I believe that, and Dan Quinn talks about this in Ishmael, I believe that that was a warning back in the day, I mean, back 7,000 years ago when this thing was put together, I think that that was a warning about the dangers of the agricultural lifestyle. And the and I believe that the overt message is be careful about trying to think that you can control everything on Earth and basically be the farmer. It's better to be the hunter-gatherer, as it were, the pastoralist, to be interacting with life at a level of congeniality, shall we say.
Exactly, and if I can make one more comment, you're spot on with that, and the book of Deuteronomy speaks about giving respite or rest to the land, so that's where the foundation of crop rotation comes from.
Oh, absolutely, and Jubilee, every 7 years you had to leave the crops fallow. Yeah, excellent point, Nathan. It's amazing what you can find if you did. Marcia in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marcia.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You've got a lot of folks today. I want to speak to this idea of the Bible and how you interpret the Bible. First of all, as soon as you translate it from the original, in the case of the Old Testament Hebrew, Biblical Hebrew, and in the case of the New Testament Aramaic, as soon as you translate it, you've interpreted it.
Right.
So that unless you study it with a scholar who can tell you how the words, the roots of the words, and where they come from, and what the larger meaning is, to base a hard, fast rule on what you read in the King James or the Jewish Publication Society or whatever it is a mistake from the get-go. The other thing is that you have to take things in their historical moment, and you also have to take in the agenda of whoever it was some 2,000 years later who decided whether it should be written and how it should be written.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is true, by the way, Marcia, right across the board. I mean, we can apply this to Buddhism, to Hinduism, to Islam.
And the fact that it's allegory or myth doesn't mean it doesn't have a point or a meaning or a usefulness.
Right, yeah.
So, maybe I'm too intellectual and maybe I analyze it too much, but when I study, which I do weekly, it opens up whole new realms of understanding.
Yeah, it does and has for me as well. But I'm not going to use it as a justification for making money and destroying species.
No,
I think you wouldn't either.
Neither am I. While I was waiting, I went downstairs and looked that line up about Dominion.
Yeah.
In a couple of different translations.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one that I found is Hold Sway Over. I didn't like that any better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, you know what? I don't know enough Hebrew to figure it out.
Yeah, that's a question. I'm going to have to get a hold of my friend Hilly Zeitlin. He's a real scholar of these things and ask him, what the original Hebrew says. Marcia, thank you very much for the call. We'll pick up your calls and finish this. Actually, I think we've got the Talk Radio News Service coming up next, don't we? Yeah, so we'll be hearing from Ellen Ratner as well. 45 minutes past the hour, it's the Tom Hartman Radio Program, fighting for the common man and woman and the common good. Right here on Air America Radio.
The Tom Hartman Program. Visit us on the web at hartmanradio.com. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up 2, maybe 3 times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Look, it's a fact. Most people judge you on your appearance, and it's no different when it comes to your home. But if you're more of a low-maintenance type when it comes to keeping up appearances, then I have a solution just for you. Did you know that stucco offers you the versatility and affordability of a virtually maintenance-free exterior with unlimited design options? Stucco is also known for its durability in the harsh Arizona sun, and it provides curb appeal that can dramatically increase the value of your home. No one knows stucco better than the professionals at Mad Stucco. They have over 25 years of experience in stucco installation. They have an array of colors and textures. Got cracks in your old stucco? No problem. At Mad Stucco, no job is too small for their superb on-time valley-wide services. For your free no-obligation estimate, call Mad Lath and Stucco at 480-538-0144. When it comes to keeping up appearances, don't get mad. Call Mad Stucco at 480-538-0144. That's 480-538-0144. Or log on to madstucco.com.
Healthcare reform. We've been talking about it for over 50 years now, yet things just keep getting worse. Well, the time for talk is over. The time to act is now. There is a bill in Congress, H.R. 676, that will finally create a single-payer national health insurance system in the U.S. It will cover everyone and everything at rates that we can all afford. Not too many people know that this bill even exists, so we have to get the word out quickly, because without the people's support, it will be very hard to get this bill through Congress. Naturally, big corporate medicine opposes H.R. 676 and will try to defeat it. But we can fight back if we all join together and speak out in one powerful voice. Join the Citizens Alliance for National Health Insurance online at www.hr676.org or call 800-680-9310. That's hr676.org or call 800-680-9310.
In Phoenix, summer means heat, but it also means family barbecues, neighborhood gatherings, and cool pool parties. Entertaining can be fun when you leave the cleaning up to the professionals at the Healthy Home Cleaners. The Healthy Home Cleaners are in a league of their own. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and they truly care about the quality of air in your home, which is why they only use all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. The Healthy Home Cleaners is also a locally owned business who loves serving the progressive community. They've been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX and Nova M Radio. In fact, from now until August 30th, when you buy one cleaning, you'll get your second cleaning for half off when you mention 1480. It's the Healthy Home Cleaners' way of saying thank you to their fellow progressives. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. This summer, treat yourself and your guests to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Here's a little world you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. Make your own life up if you want to. Any old life that you think will do. Love you, it's nothing new. There's someone much worse off than you are. Help me set them free. Just be what you want to be. Be what you want to be.
9.5 minutes before the hour. We'll pick up the news from the Talk Radio News Service in the next hour. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Miriam in Miami, listening on WINS. Hey, Miriam.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to make two simple points on that superiority of man.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, a dog has superior hearing and smelling than man does. And number two, if man destroys all the trees, how is he going to breathe without photosynthesis? So he does need his environment.
Right. This is my point. In nature, in all natural ecosystems, everything's waste is something else's food.
Exactly. Everything is related to the other. One cannot survive with the other.
And it's a giant circle. It's all a giant circle.
Exactly.
And we have created an economy that is a line.
Exactly.
It's, you know, it's about growth forever, getting larger and larger. And our human population is growing larger and larger and larger. And in biological systems, when you have something that is linear within a circular system, you know, like if cells in your kidneys decided that they were just going to grow without limit inside the circular system of your body, the enclosed system of your body, that's called cancer. We're behaving in a way that is cancerous to this earth, in my humble opinion.
Absolutely. That was my point. And that same thinking, you cannot breathe without trees. Kill
there you
trees.
Go. There you go. Well,
we're dead.
Well said. Miriam, thank you very much. Ed in Hillsborough. Hey, Ed.
Hey, Tom. Good morning to you. You know, I think that you can deconstruct this guy's argument just on prima facie level, because He pinned his claim to hierarchical dominance on the human capacity for reason. Yeah, well, it just so happens that in our civilization, we have people who dedicate their lives to rationally studying nature. These people are called scientists. And so in matters related to the rational use of nature, who are you going to take advice from? A guy with a magic book or a rational scientist?
Yeah, that's it's perfect. That's taking the argument. It's like the shooting the arrow and it goes all the way around the world and comes back and hits you in the butt, you know?
That's exactly right.
Because it's amazing. Very well done, Ed. Thank you very much for that.
Sure.
Patrick in Portland. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Hey, Pat. Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Yeah, you're Pat. I'm Tom. What's up?
Thanks a lot for clarifying that. I am a recovering fundamental Christian. I went to a Bible college in Southern California and did the whole mega church teaching Bible studies, and I get so angry when I hear fundamental Christians trying to use the Bible, which I believe now is a myth, to justify their actions. Obviously, this man has a need to dominate. He has a psychological issue with that, and he's using the Bible to mask his need to dominate.
Well, let's not personalize it. I don't think this is about Terry, because Terry reflects a position that's held by an entire culture. But, you know, there's a billion...
Well, I'm talking about the entire Christian culture. As well.
Right, and there's more than a billion Christians out there. In fact, there's more than a billion Catholics out there.
What if it was a woman instead of a man? I mean,
the Bible also says the man has dominion over women, or at least Paul says that. And
then she'd be heretical if she was talking about this. But yeah. I just get really angry at people who use the Bible to justify their actions.
Yeah, I think anger. I don't get angry, but I'm saddened by it. I really think that if we don't get it, I thought Terry was on the verge of getting it when he started out by making the point. Well, I thought he was making the point that everything is sacred, just as sacred as we are. Everything on this earth is filled with as Daniel Quinn calls it, the fire of life. And Patrick, I got to move along, but thank you for your comments. Patty in Missoula, Montana. Hey, Patty.
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to say that in Revelation, it clearly says, I am coming back to destroy the destroyers of the earth.
Yeah, I shall destroy those who have destroyed the earth.
However, I can't find it.
Yeah, it's the kingdom.
But, and another thing that I don't think anyone's ever thought of is displacing weight. When you take oil out of the earth, you're displacing weight. You're taking a barrel of oil and turning it into a teaspoon. Or a tablespoon, or a cup, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the blood of the earth. And we really don't know the long term of this little experiment that we're doing.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I have to say.
Thank you, Patty. I would submit to you that we do know the long term of it, and that the long term of it is that we're destroying the planet. I mean, it's just, you know, to go back to the Revelation, you know, I will destroy them who destroy the earth. Charlie in Los Altos. Hey, Charlie.
Hello, Tom. This is Charlie in Los Altos.
Uh-huh.
I have a real problem with the Bible and all religions, for that matter, reflecting several of your recent callers. I'm a scientist and an engineer here in Silicon Valley, and I believe that religion can be boiled down into four tenets. The first thing is believe what I tell you to believe. Second one thing is live your life the way I tell you to live your life. The third thing is give me some money. And the fourth thing is when you die, you go to heaven. And I believe that all this nonsense should be replaced with science.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people who share your opinion, and I can't knock down any of those points other than the final conclusion, Charlie. I think that there's some value in religion, but I get it that every religion in the world, most of the major religions, you could dial back a little bit on Buddhism, but most of the major religions of the world pursue that. And what makes me crazy is when those notions of religion are used to promote public policy, like let's do away with the EPA. Charlie, thanks a lot for the call and for your comments. Mary in Seattle. Hey, Mary.
Hey. I'm totally shocked and surprised by how people can take the holy book and turn it around to mean what they, you know, what they want it to mean.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we were put here as stewards of this earth to care for the earth and to care for the animals. And it just, you can take that one step further. You were talking about the neocons. Mm-hmm. Obviously, life doesn't mean anything to them.
Yeah.
You know, and I totally disagree. And your God, Tom, is my God.
Okay. Well, or at least it's not the the angry I'm going to get you of some other folks, shall we say. Mary, thank you very much for the call. Man, religion is such a tough area to, the old saying, don't ever argue politics and religion. Here we are doing both. It is such tough waters to wade into. I think that there is such incredible value in religion. I think if we didn't have them, we'd create them. We need them, and yet they can be so destructive. Everything You Know Is Wrong, coming up next.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The amount of exposure a kitten has to humans and other pets during her socialization period between the ages of 2 and 7 weeks can impact her behavior as an adult. Higgins has negative social behaviors. He attacks people. Having a cat is a big responsibility. Fortunately, you have a veterinarian to help you provide the best possible care. Annual checkups with your vet are a great way to make sure you're doing everything you can to keep your cat healthy and happy. Even before I asked my vet, I could tell Purina One had made a difference in Higgins with a healthier coat and more energy. You can see the difference for yourself and see what your veterinarian thinks, too. Want to impress your vet with your cat's healthy changes at her next checkup? Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. Skeptical? Don't be. If you're not satisfied, Purina One will give you a full refund on a 3.5-pound bag of dry cat food. That's the Purina One Real Difference Guarantee. Get more information and your Purina One Challenge Kit by calling 1-866-380-MEOW. 1-866-380-MEOW. This money-back offer is limited to one per household, so call today.
You know, I think GoToMyPC is the best remote access service out there. Now, if you haven't tried it, I'll explain how it works. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from any computer in the world. All you need is an internet connection. You sign up for a free trial with the promo code RODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. You download the software in 2 minutes. You'll log on to GoToMyPC.com with your username and secure password. You click the connect button and your office desktop instantly appears. Now you have complete access to everything on your desktop and network. You work on your office PC just as if you were in your office. I use GoToMyPC every single day. I swear by it. It's great. And you can try it free today. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. It's only available if you use promo code RODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use promo code R-H-O-D-E-S.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A ceasefire in Georgia may have been shattered just hours after it began. There are reports Russian tanks and troops have rolled into the strategic Georgian city of Gori. There are said to be a good deal of destruction there. President Bush is calling for an end to the fighting.
The United States of America stands with the democratically elected government of Georgia. We insist that the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia be respected.
He's sending Secretary of State Rice to Europe to help broker a peace agreement. Political analyst Natalia Leshenko explains what Russia may be after.
Russia certainly demands a stronger role in the world, and they have backed up their demand in perhaps not the very fortunate way by the demonstration of force, something that does not go well in the West.
The European Union has agreed to consider sending a mission to monitor a fragile peace deal between Russia and Georgia. Late word out of Little Rock, Arkansas. The chairman of the Arkansas Democratic Party is in critical condition today after shots were reportedly fired at party headquarters. Police say they shot and captured a suspect in a town about 30 miles away. A sales clerk at a flower shop across the street from the party headquarters says that around noon, a woman ran into the shop and asked someone to call 911. That woman claimed the party official had been shot a number of times. Three female aid workers were killed today in Afghanistan in an ambush. AP's Jason Strazuzio has the latest.
Gunmen stepped out onto a road one province south of Kabul and fired on a vehicle carrying three Western women working for an aid organization, killing all three. The attack in Logar province also killed an Afghan driver.
All three women worked for the New York-based International Rescue Committee. Retail sales fell in July by 0.1%. It's the weakest performance in 5 months. Most of the decline, though, came in a drop-off in auto sales. Oil today going up, trading at almost $117 a barrel. And on Wall Street, the Dow is now down by about 82 points. This is AP Radio News. There's a new poll out that shows a lot of people are not saying yet whether they've made up their minds about who to vote for in this year's presidential election. The AP's John Belmont reports 4 in 10 are still undecided.
These uncertain voters are gloomier than others who've already made up their minds. Fewer than 1 in 8 say the U.S. is heading in the right direction. They're also more likely to be white and male and to consider themselves moderates or independents than voters who are locked in.
Among the undecideds are 15% who say they are leaning toward Barack Obama, 16% tentatively support John McCain. Democratic officials say Senator Bob Casey will be a featured speaker at the Democratic convention. He opposes abortion rights. He is also the son of the late Pennsylvania Governor Robert Casey, who was not given a marquee speaking spot at the 1992 convention because of his anti-abortion views. Players in Spain's Olympic basketball team are defending a photo that's created a stir. It shows all 15 players using their fingers to pull back their eyes, apparently to make them look more Chinese. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Motel 6. There's no better reason to get off the road than Motel 6. Rest and recharge in a clean, comfortable room. Motel 6 has the lowest price of any national chain. We'll leave the light on for you.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Tim Nelson is the kind of Democrat Arizona likes. In his 20-year legal career, Tim took on big tobacco and enforced a multi-billion dollar settlement. He prosecuted major drug companies for price fixing, recovering millions for consumers. And when seniors were robbed of their retirement savings in the Baptist Foundation scandal, Tim Nelson helped get their money back. Tim Nelson wants to be your county attorney. Visit his website, timnelson2008.com, and vote Tim Nelson for Maricopa County Attorney on September 2nd.
Paid for by Tim Nelson for County Attorney.
It's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and your sexual inadequacies, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the, well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? Well, there is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects. Just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try a free sample of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Your health is too important to wait. So call now, 1-800-573-0477.
Join us every Saturday at 12 noon for The Doctor Is In with host, board-certified cardiologist and internist, Dr. Myron Licht. Dr. Licht is one of the leading advocates for direct doctor-patient relations, and he's right here every Saturday to answer your questions on health, exercise, and nutrition, or online at thedoctorzin.com. The Doctor's Inn, Saturday at noon, right here on 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
I told her with a little luck, she could be the only woman ever to serve as both the First Lady and Miss Buffalo Chip.
Oh, nice. It's just like you imagine a strip club in South Dakota being. It really is. A trollop with too much makeup being harassed by a creepy old guy. That's what it is. What is she supposed to do now? Host diplomatic receptions and give lap dances? I mean, come on.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Is Tom Hartman.
You know, sometimes there are things that you don't know that you think you know, and sometimes there are things that you know that you actually didn't know, and sometimes there's things that you don't know that you don't know, and there's things that you don't know that you do know that you don't know, and there's things that you ought to know that you don't know that you do know that you don't know, and sometimes, as the Fireside Theater so aptly puts it,
you know that you're wrong, but you fear you're right. You suspect you're out of sync.
You think that you're out of your mind.
Everything you know is wrong.
Is it possible that we can bring about democratic world government through a global referendum?
Jim Stark is with us. He, our Everything You Know Is Wrong guest, his book, Rescue Plan for Planet Earth. That's also the website, rescueplanforplanetearth.com. And he is the president of Vote World Government, an NGO dedicated to launching a global referendum on democratic world government. And that website is voteworldgovernment.org. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom.
You have some brilliant quotes opening your book. Al Gore, The World Faces a True Planetary Emergency. Harold Bymead, The Concept of World Government Should Be Looked At in a New Millennium as Part of a Grown-Up and Sensible Discussion. Utah Phillips, The Earth Is Not Dying, It's Being Killed, and the people who are killing it have names and addresses. Benjamin Ferres, If Leaders Won't Lead, Let the People Lead, and the leaders will surely follow. And, you know, and so on. Dostoevsky, there's nothing easier than lopping off heads and nothing harder than developing ideas. I have a problem, though, with what you're suggesting. Let me let you lay it out for our listeners first, though, who haven't had the benefit of reading the book.
Well, the idea of a world government is just as good an idea as a national or a state or a municipal government. We have problems at that level that are not being dealt with by nation states. The problem has been in the past that there was no way to get it done, or as the farmers around here say, get her done.
Mm.
You know, and now we have the Internet, which means we can start it off on the Internet, which is what we've done. We have an active ballot at the Vote World Government site. But eventually, of course, we're going to try and get a resolution through the United Nations so that every country will hold a national referendum in tandem with its elections, so that they can use lists, you know, voters lists, and make sure there's no voter fraud and that sort of thing. Basically, the human race has resisted world government because they're afraid of having tyranny at that level. And it's a legitimate fear. There's a lot of conspiracy theories about the Bilderbergs and the this and the that, the Rockefellers.
Well, let me lay one out that's not a conspiracy theory. 22 years ago, I lived in Germany. And at that time, there were a fair number of elderly Nazis that I got to know. I mean, I lived in a little town way out in the middle of nowhere, and nobody around us spoke English. And in fact, a friend of mine, Scott Berg, and I were writing a book on the history of the religion of Nazism, and we actually, you know, met groups, organized groups of elderly Nazis who believed that, and you know, they're probably most of them are dead now. They were in their 70s and 80s at the time. But who believed that Hitler was right. You know, his biggest mistake was invading Russia a year too early. And the belief that they had bought into was that Hitler was going to bring about a one-world government and 1,000 years of peace. I mean, and that, you know, the problem whenever anybody says, let's have one, you know, one government in charge of the entire world, I'm like, wait a minute, who's in charge of that government?
Well, two things. One, there's a concept called subsidiarity, which means that the things that are in the natural and normal jurisdiction of a municipality or a state or a national government will remain so. There are only certain sort of transnational issues that would be dealt with by this world government. But in writing this
would
book,
that be like War and Peace?
Beg pardon?
Like War and Peace.
Yeah, very much so.
Well, isn't that what the UN was chartered to do?
The UN was chartered to do that and has proven itself incompetent or incapable of doing that.
Well, let's reform the United Nations.
I beg your pardon?
Then let's reform the United Nations.
Impossible. It's been studied. It's been studied to death. It's just not going to happen. What we need to do, and this is explained in the book, what we need to do is to set up some kind of democratic world government, whether it's a reformed United Nations or not, that is incapable of corruption. Because let's concede that there are various conspiracies out there. You know, I don't know what the neo-Nazis are doing. I don't know what any fanatical group is doing. But let's concede that those conspiracies exist. We can't have a world government that's run by them. If you're going to have a world government, you've got to have it in a digital fishbowl. You've got to use technology so that everything that the elected representatives and the top officials say and do on their computers is recorded and is archived and is made available to the public because there.
But we can't even do that right now at a local and national level.
No, you don't have tape recorders on every elected official in the Congress of the United States of America.
That's my point. If we can't do that at a local or national level, what makes you think we can do it at a world level?
You can do it at a national and a local level. You just have.
But we haven't.
We haven't done it yet. We haven't tried it yet because we've never run into a situation where it's absolutely mandatory. Now, to have a government at the global level, you've got to be 100% sure that it will never be corrupt. And the only way to do that is to make every word open, transparent to the public.
You know who is also suggesting something very, very similar to what you're suggesting, Jim Stark. We're talking Jim Stark, author of Rescue Plan for Planet Earth, rescueplanforplanetearth.com and democraticworldgovernment.org. The other group that is saying we need to have basically a single governmental agency, they don't call it a governmental agency, but basically a single agency that is incorruptible, that will bring about as a consequence of its existence world peace and world prosperity, is the World Trade Organization. And they, and their assertion is that there's this mythical thing, this godlike thing, this religious-like thing called the free market, and that they are the arbiters of the free market, and they're the definers of the parameters of it, and that this free market is going to bring about global capitalism, which is going to bring about global democracy, and everything's going to be wonderful. And the fact of the matter is that every country that the WTO touches in any significant way starts to wilt.
Well, the World Trade Organization and the International Monetary Fund and the United Nations itself, particularly the Security Council, are good examples of world governance organizations that already exist that are not democratic. They don't pretend to be democratic. They have zero potential to ever evolve into a democratic institution. We have to start from scratch, and that's why, to have this happen, you've got to consult the people. And we should be talking about whether such a referendum would pass. I mean, that's not even certain.
How are you even going to get, I mean, you know, it's, I think a cynic would look at your website at voteworldgovernment.org and just say, hey, you're just trying to gather demographic information to sell mailing lists or something. I mean, it's a, I mean, what it says, do you support the creation of a direct elected representative and democratic world government? Yes or no. By the way, give us all your information.
First of all, they don't give us all their information. They don't have to put in their email address, for instance, and only their first name, their country, and how they voted yes or no is displayed on our website.
And date of birth. And
well, yeah, but, you know, it's not displayed on our website.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm giving it to you. Information has value these days.
Well, not to me. I'm a writer. You know, I have no interest whatsoever in doing this. We will use whatever technological means we can deploy to assure people that we have no ulterior motive for.
So you say on your website you want to get 2 billion yes votes. You know, that would be, you know, 2 billion out of 7 billion. I can't do math fast enough to get the exact percentage of that would be. But you need to get 2 billion yes votes. How are you going to do that when you've got a corporate media that doesn't even discuss issues of war and peace in any kind of meaningful way other than jingoistically and nationalistically?
Well, we have the website. That's our start point. We have. I went to my town council last night and said, how would you guys like to make everybody in this area know that the computer at the library is available to them if they don't have the Internet to come in and vote on this issue? And they passed a resolution to that effect. I'm going to be meeting with a couple of American mayors in September, and I'll ask them the same question. I may send a letter out to mayors across Canada, across the United States. There's 1,001 ways of getting this thing done. It's not going to be easy, and the chances are we're going to fail. We don't know. What we do know is that legitimate scholars like Oliver Tickell, Campbell Craig, Alexander Wendt has stated that global world government is simply inevitable. I mean, we are looking at extinction if we go 4 degrees hotter than.
I respectfully disagree. I think that if we maintain local governments and we maintain national governments and local and national identities, that we act as a check and balance against others of us who may be getting out of balance or too militaristic, too bizarre, too destructive, that sort of thing.
Well,
and if it's all one world, then boy do we have a problem if it goes the wrong way. There's nothing to balance it. There's no counterbalancing power.
We are looking at 100 months, apparently, according to the New Economics Foundation, Andrew Sims, before we have runaway climate change, which means it's irreversible, which means basically, as Dr. Lovelock said, we're going to go down from 6.3 billion to about 500 million people this century. This is a planetary emergency, as Al Gore said.
I absolutely agree with you on that point. And I guess it's the question is, how do we solve it? You can check it out over at voteworldgovernment.org or rescueplanforplanetearth.com. Jim Stark, thanks for being with us, Jim.
My pleasure, Tom.
16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. You know, we've all heard the phrase, think globally, act locally. It applies to the gas crisis, too. We need to think about large solutions, hybrid, hydrogen, electric, solar, but we also need to think about the little things. That's what my friends at GM are doing. In addition to thinking globally, they're focused on the minute details, like how valves open. Typically, a valve waits for the engine to complete its cycle before it opens. But on the Pontiac Vibe, which I got to drive around recently, the valves are sequential. Basically, what that means is that when you make a change in speed, the engine reacts faster instead of waiting for the engine to complete its previous cycle. This uses fuel more efficiently and optimizes the engine's performance by squeezing every mile out of a gallon of gas. And it helps the Vibe get an EPA-estimated 31 miles to the gallon on the highway. It's just another example of how GM is looking at many types of advanced technologies to help us use less fuel. For more information on the Pontiac Vibe, go to www.gm.com/solutions. That's www.gm.com/solutions.
August is National Vision and Learning Month, and the Arizona Optometric Association wants to remind you about the importance of having your child or grandchild's vision checked. A child's vision problem can go unnoticed for years because children rarely report symptoms. They just think everyone sees the same way as they do. The Arizona Optometric Association recommends the following checkups for every child. Before age 1, check for normal eye structure development, lazy eye, crossed eyes, and other focusing problems. At age 3, test eye movement skills and ensure the eyes are working as a team. At age 5, test for readiness of vision skills for school and solve any vision problems. Then every 2 years,
sending even the brightest child to school with vision problems can lead to learning difficulties, frustration, and poor performance.
Brought to you by the Arizona Optometric Association, where vision is elementary. To schedule an exam for your child or grandchild, call 602-279-0055. That's 602-279-0055. Or log on to azoa.org. That's azoa.org.
Don't you love progressive talk? I do. After listening to Randy or Malloy, I just want to cuddle up with someone special and talk about the day's events and what I've just heard. I signed up at democraticmatch.com, the Internet's progressive dating oasis. Unlike conventional dating sites, democraticmatch.com has all liberal membership. And I love the liberal chat rooms. There's even private chat for when the discussion gets heated. At Democratic Match, I never have to run into Mr. Right Wing. Just Mr. Right, which is less than I can say for the bar scene or the office. And Dems are so hot. DemocraticMatch.com gives me a huge photo gallery, and you should see my pics. I've already met so many intelligent, informed, progressive singles at Democratic Match to grab dinner with or meet up with just for rallies, man. And several even have soulmate potential. Go to DemocraticMatch.com today and tell your friends where to meet, date, and network with fellow life-loving liberals. Progressives only. Go to www.democraticmatch.com.
Next to a house, a car or truck is usually the biggest investment most people make. Hello, my name is Frank Sarwart. I will be giving Frank auto advice from 2 till 3 p.m. every Saturday on 1480 KPHX. From how and what kind of car to buy, where to get it fixed, legal issues, and much more. That's Frank Auto Advice, Saturdays at 2 p.m., right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Local media connects local business with local customers. While corporate radio companies have turned their backs on local communities, 1480 KPHX proudly specializes in providing effective advertising to Valley-owned businesses. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It's the place where progressives come to party. The Tom Hartman Program, 21 minutes past the hour. Larry Scott's on the line with us, the chief cook and bottle washer over at VAWatchdog.org, the American Veterans Online News Magazine. Hey, Larry.
Hi, Tom, and I'm ready to party.
Okay, great. Yeah, you've added presidential candidates, a presidential candidates page to your site over at VAWatchdog.org. Tell us about us.
This is a one-stop shop page, Tom, for veterans who want to know about the voting records and the plans being espoused by both Senator McCain and Senator Obama. What we've done is we've set up links to all of their voting records. You'll be able to go back and look and see how they voted on various pieces of legislation, on how the various veterans groups, such as the VFW or the Disabled American Veterans, have ranked both of the candidates. And you'll also be able to get to their sites and be able to look at their veterans policies as they are outlined. And it's just really simple. It's all right there on one page, and you don't have to go out searching. We've done all the searching for you.
And this is not Larry Scott, the notorious liberal's personal political opinions. This is, hey, here's the straight scoop.
There's no opinion in here. When it comes to the VAWatchdog.org site, it is completely apolitical.
What right, you are not the notorious liberal. You are.
Okay. But what we try to do is say, here are the facts. Here's what the candidates have done by their vote. Here's what the candidates have said out of their own mouth, and then you make up your mind. And I think that's the only fair way and safe way to do it, and it's the only real way for people to be able to say, well, here's the straight facts, because they're coming right from the candidates, and I'm not being influenced by someone's opinion.
I think this is great. On your site at VAWatchdog.org, Larry Scott, you have a story about how John McCain has reassessed his position on giving every veteran a VA card.
Well, this is an interesting story. Since February, John McCain has been saying, I am going to give every veteran a plastic card that they can take to any private health care provider and get the services they need.
Right.
All right. This is instead.
Sounds great.
Well, this is instead of properly funding the VA. Yeah. But the problem with this issue is it has been opposed by almost every major veterans group as an attempt to privatize the VA.
This is like the school voucher version of the VA.
That's it. And so when John McCain spoke to the Disabled American Veterans Convention in Las Vegas this last weekend, this had been, I think politely, is reassessed. Mm-hmm. And what McCain has now done is said that he would still like a VA card, but it would only go to certain veterans, those with service-connected disabilities or those who might be indigent, and it could only be used in certain circumstances, which would mean if the VA could not provide care within a certain length of time.
Which means returning the Veterans Administration, we're by means testing things, we're turning it into a welfare program so it'll be easier to kill off.
And that's exactly what happened.
Or privatize.
Now, here's what's really interesting is McCain got what almost all reporters at the convention called a lukewarm reception. And part of that was because he spent a lot of time on this VA card concept, and the disabled American veterans are firmly opposed to this. And as soon as McCain got off the podium, the DAV officials were saying things like, veterans are better served at VA. That comes from the legislative director of the Disabled American Veterans. They do not like this concept. And what's really interesting is that Tammy Duckworth, you know, the chopper pilot who lost both of her legs in Iraq and is now head of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, Tammy Duckworth was there, and she just came right out and said, this is going to privatize the VA. No way.
Right.
So there's where we stand on the VA card. McCain continues to push it. Veterans groups say, not a good idea. Remember, Tom, for every veteran that uses that card, that's one less veteran using the VA, which means less money going to the VA. It is basically a way, as you said, to privatize and will eventually dismantle that health care system for veterans.
It's the school voucher. It's the exact same thing, school vouchers to public schools. This is the Republican strategy. Now, speaking of VA hospitals, the Veterans Administration has said that if you're a veteran, if you're injured, if you're in the hospital, that and somebody wants to come in and sign you up to vote, they can't do that.
No,
do I have this right?
No, that's not what they're saying.
Okay, then
the VA policy is the VA policy is groups of people, an organization, even a nonpartisan organization, cannot come in and hold voter registration drives.
So the League of Women Voters is not welcome in a VA hospital.
Exactly right, as is neither the VFW or the American Legion or the Disabled American Veterans, all of whom hold voter registration drives. The reason is, they say, to be able to monitor the activities, and the problem, this started down in California in 2004, there was partisan activity at a voter registration drive. And that's what caused this whole problem and how the VA ended up, you know, saying, no, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people have complained about this, but the 9th U.S. Court of Appeals, Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco on Friday upheld the VA's decision. It's gone to court. Court of Appeals says, no, this does make sense. because the VA doesn't have the resources to monitor these people effectively and make sure there's no partisan activity. But what your listeners need to understand is there is nothing preventing an individual from working with a veteran who, let's say, might be hospitalized or could be in a VA nursing home or could be in a residential treatment program. There is nothing to prevent individuals from working with them to register to vote. And also, many of the non-medical workers, such as social workers and caseworkers, do help them to register to vote.
Okay, okay. So it comes back down to us as individuals. We just can't leave it up to groups.
That's right.
And to help veterans get out there and vote. That's, and there's so much more. There's a great story about Karl Rove, knowing about the anthrax vaccine. You can check it all out at vawatchdog.org. Larry Scott, thanks so much for being with us, Larry.
Thank you, Tom.
27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call us at 866-303-2270. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
The hardest part of any home improvement project is finding a good quality contractor, somebody who's going to do the job right, complete it on time and within budget, and not going to hassle you. So who do you call? Who do you trust when you need a plumber, a painter, an electrician? I'll tell you who to call. Like me, call Angie's List. Before we signed up for Angie's List, we had a disaster contractor install a kitchen counter. We used Angie's List to find a handyman to show up and fix everything. They really came through for us. More than 650,000 homeowners nationwide use Angie's List for ratings and reviews on more than 300 service categories, even doctors. It's a word-of-mouth network for consumers. Angie's List is a growing collection of homeowners' real-life experiences with local service companies. Now the people who join Angie's List, they're like you. They're looking for a way to find trustworthy companies that perform high-quality work. To join Angie's List, go to AngiesList.com and eliminate the fear of hiring the wrong company. I joined Angie's List, and you should too, today at AngiesList.com. 1-888-888-LIST. 888-888-LIST.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, those allergens are headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. When you're Claritin Clear, you can make the most of your time outdoors. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants.
The only thing better than going to the Olympics is having the Olympics come to you. Tonight, NBC goes live with Day 5. Who will prevail in men's gymnastics in the spectacular all-around gold medal final? Then, Natalie Coughlin and Katie Hoff lead Team USA in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay final. And Michael Phelps will continue his quest for gold. Then, beach volleyball, men's diving, and women's cycling. Get in the games. NBC Tonight.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Shots in Little Rock. I'm Ed Donahue. There's been a shooting at the Democratic Party headquarters in Little Rock, Arkansas. Police say one person was shot. A party executive says the chairman of the party is in the hospital in critical condition. A suspect is in custody. President Bush has doubts whether Russia is following through on a ceasefire in Georgia.
The president cites reports Russian troops have moved deeper into Georgian territory and says that's counter to the truce Russia agreed to.
Mark Smith, a 24-hour curfew is in effect in the town of West Helena, Arkansas. The mayor says there have been random shootings and drug-related violence.
We were just trying to get a handle on the situation where people could sleep at night. We had ladies, particularly elderly widows, sleeping on their floors because they're afraid that the random gunshots will come through their window and hit them.
Triple A says the downturn in the economy has forced people to drive less.
The reduction in miles driven and the reduction in fuel consumption are both related to $4 per gallon gasoline.
Oil prices are up. The Dow is down 105 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. There's a lot of very powerful people who hope you don't listen to the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Are you tired of feeling helpless against the power of greedy corporatocracy? Are you sick of gas companies making record profits off you and credit card companies charging you interest rates that in better times would have been considered usury? Like most Americans, your bills are probably keeping you awake at night and from saving for your future. Borrowing against the precious equity in your home is simply a strategy employed by those who would love to keep you forever financially enslaved. So are you ready for a clean slate? Well, Clean Slate Unlimited has established a highly effective debt settlement program, which may be your best option. They can reduce your unsecured debt by up to 70% and have you debt-free in as little as 12 months with easy monthly payments that fit your budget. If you have more than $7,000 in medical, credit card, or other debt, call 888-SLATE-90. That's 888-752-8390. Don't be a casualty of the war on the middle class. Get a clean slate. Log on to yourcleanslate.com or call 888-752-8390 now.
I'm attorney Van Osteen. If you're seriously injured through someone else's fault, you have a right to expect two things: fair compensation for what's been taken away from you, and a lawyer who knows how to get it done for you. But left to profit-driven insurance companies, you can be sure they'll try to pay you as little as possible. At the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, you'll be represented by a personal injury lawyer who knows how to win for you. We've been doing it for more than 30 years, and we've recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. Call us at 602-252-8888 or find us on the internet at vanosteen.com. It's not about getting even. It's a matter of getting you what you deserve. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
Jeff Farias.
You need to ask John McCain what he's for, not just what he's against. We haven't heard a lot of that from John McCain, particularly lately. Obviously, Karl Rove is a big part of the campaign these days. That's why we're seeing it go so negative. That's why we're seeing them trying to attack Obama on his strengths. He stands up in front of 200,000 people. Oh, he must be like Britney Spears. Britney Spears is popular too, isn't she?
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman radio program. That's me, 34 minutes past the hour. Our program brought to you in part by the Teamsters, fighting to pass the Employee Free Choice Act. Find out more at teamster.org, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Max in St. Louis. Hey, Max, what's on your mind today?
Yes, good afternoon. I want to talk about Condoleezza Rice.
Okay.
How often have us liberals been beaten up? We have no one of her stature in our number. You know, she does have quite a stature. Where has she been?
Well, that's kind of the Dick Morris line, but I haven't heard it anywhere else.
That's, like I say, it's the stuff that comes from the conservatives and the Dick Morrises and all that whole crowd. But here is someone who speaks Russian fluently. When the Soviet Union fell, it was a surprise to her. But the point of it is, she sends an envoy, an underling, an errand boy for a grocery clerk. And I've only heard, except for Mr. Holbrooke, I have not heard any criticism of this. Mr. Bush, once again, bellicose, tough guy, big man stuff. But where is the person who can speak Russian?
Yeah, and Condi Rice, I think, yeah, not only has she massively dropped the ball on this, or maybe set the ball up for John McCain in some misguided belief that this kind of conflict would help him, Max, but she's also dropped the ball. She also dropped the ball on 9/11. You know, she was the security advisor to the President of the United States when the people working for her, like Richard Clark, were running around, in his words, with their hair on fire, and the CIA was delivering memos to her and George Bush saying Bin Laden determined to strike inside the United States, and she's, let's go shopping for shoes. Meanwhile, Bush is warning Russia, and Russia is talking back. The Prime Minister of Russia, a foreign minister of Russia, apparently telling us that we have to choose between Russia and Georgia. I'm telling you, there's more to this than meets the eye, and a lot of it, in my opinion, has to do with John McCain's number one foreign policy guy being the number one lobbyist for the country of Georgia and pulling down hundreds of thousands of dollars from that country and making them feel like they're in tight with the power crowd, the Republican power crowd, the Cheney bunch, and all the neocons and John McCain, and thus overestimating the power that they have. If there wasn't a wink and a nod, I mean, this might be an April Gillespie moment, too. Remember the woman who the U.S. envoy to Iraq, who when Saddam Hussein said, you know, if I invade Kuwait, are you guys going to stop me? Is there going to be any problem? And she said, I don't, that would be considered an internal affair, and or words to that effect. So I we've got a problem. Tim in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tim. Well, it's interesting. I agree with the whole April Gillespie thing regarding George. I thought of that myself. It's kind of interesting you brought it up. I'd like to go back to the first guy, on the air. He was talking about world government and so on.
Yeah.
Well, I was sort of sympathetic to this as a youth, but I've sort of thought about it. And my take on it these days is I think we'll have something called a planetary government system when we are on other planets. I think that we're far too factional as people. We'll fight about everything, including facts. And mm-hmm. I think, assuming we get technologically advanced, you know, we go on other planets, then I think we'll have some sort of a planetary system. Obviously, we have a lot of problems on Earth. We have to solve global warming on Earth. And if we go to other planets, we have to worry about, you know, so-called terraforming. There are gravity problems. But I think then we'll have some sort of a planetary government approach.
Yeah, and that's about it. I mean, that's what it's going to take. Good point, Tim. Thank you. Chris in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tom. I wanted to comment. I just caught the end of your last speaker concerning registering veterans to vote.
Yeah, Larry Scott.
Yeah, well, I'm
VAWatchdog.org.
Employee. I'm also a union member.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, American Federation of Government Employees would register veterans to vote, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, employees of the government.
Right.
But that stopped approximately a year ago. We were told we're no longer allowed to do it, mm-hmm. saying it violates the Hatch Act.
Right.
Claiming that unions are predominantly a democratic organization and therefore biased.
Right, which is nonsense. Unions are democratic institutions, small d, not large d. The members of a union elect their leaders and dictate their policy, and if they mm-hmm. don't like the way it's going, they throw the bums out and get somebody else, as has happened many times in unions over the years.
Wanted to pass that information along,
yeah.
that, you know, that was being done.
Yeah, well, this is how the Republicans... Yeah, they see the Republicans at a certain level, Chris, thank you very much. At a certain level, the Republicans are right that unions and union membership tend to find themselves philosophically aligned with the Democratic Party. But that's only because the Democratic Party is the party of the people. And the Republican Party is the party of the fat cats. I mean, it's just really, it kind of boils down to reality. Jennifer in Berkeley. Hey, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. It also has to do with the world government. I wanted to say, you know, that's something that I used to believe in long ago, and the reason I don't anymore is for the same reason that you very poignantly brought up. Unfortunately, people always have the background assumption in their mind that world government is going to be run on their first choice of the way
right.
government is supposed to be. And the other thing that I primarily wanted to say, because you nailed him on most of the things that were wrong with his argument that I heard, was that this assumption that the Internet is always democratic is always a thing that I have to bring up and stop people on. Mm-hmm. It's not democratic to me. This is a problem. You know, the only difference I have with my OVC friends, with open source voting people, I'm involved in the voting rights movement and I'm a hand-counted mm-hmm. paper ballot person myself, is that that is a system that's transparent only if you're a computer programmer.
Right.
And when this guy says, well, if all these transactions are transparent on the Internet, I say, whoa, that's not transparent to me.
That's
you know?
Right. And even if you're a programmer. And even if you're a programmer, it may not be transparent because it's possible to have hardware that changes things on the way. You know, have routers and switches
too.
And things that,
yes,
that are messing with packets.
All these transactions would be transparent through a computer. Well, the computer itself is not transparent. That's where you've got a switcheroo that could be happening even when it has to do with the public policy, what you see, what you hear. When he says, well, right now these local governments don't have everybody's conversations being tapped. I'm like, yes, they do. The Bush administration has has that
there you go.
To all those conversations, and we don't.
Yeah, you're
and,
right.
And the other thing that I was going to say, and you made the point, but I have to say I saw this film last night called The Judge in General, and it's playing again in San Francisco tomorrow at the Roxy. And, of course, all this it's about the junta in Chile, the coup, mm-hmm. and, of course, all that stuff sounds so familiar to us now. Why was it okay to round these people up? Because they were terrorists. And, you know, the torture and all this stuff is so relevant to now. And I said to one of the producers afterwards, well, geez, when did the tide start to turn? They're prosecuting people now. We can't get the impeachment movement off the table.
Right.
And he said, well, I think it was international pressure when that guy was almost arrested, when Pinochet was almost arrested in London.
But it took 25 years.
It took 25 years, and it took an international community. It took him going outside of Chile, even after more than half the population knew how horrible it was. They couldn't move on it until they had backing and support from, and even this judge, the star of this movie, basically, had support from the international community that changed his mind and changed his ability to move forward on this. And I thought, geez, we need the international community. There can't be only one community on the planet.
Yeah, and that's how I think it's going to play out here and worldwide. And as I said, I believe that the Bush administration and their buddies, their cronies who lied us into this war, and perhaps even Tony Blair and his buddies who lied us into the war, were complicit in lying us into the war, will be brought up on war crimes charges. It may take 10 or 15 or 20 years,
I
believe it's going to happen.
Yes, and I hope it doesn't take until he's so sick and dying. I hope we get him before that.
Yeah. And in fact, if there was some way to freeze his assets immediately, I mean, you know, but Jennifer, thank you very much for the call and for great comments. Gail in San Francisco. Hey, Gail.
Hi. I wanted to say she stole my thunder because I said we are already being taped to death. But I wanted to go back to the Catholic person.
Mm-hmm.
And
Terry Jeffrey.
Yes. And I have so much trouble.
He was
with
not. By the way, Terry was not representing himself as a spokesperson for Catholics. His, CNS News is a relatively conservative, tilting news site. It's basically a news site, a website.
But I just wanted to compare today with when James Watt was appointed Secretary of the Interior and came out with his ridiculous statement that we didn't have to do anything to save or to do any ecology because Jesus was coming back and everything would be saved.
Right.
And the outcry among the American people was so great that he had to leave the office.
Right.
And now Bush appoints Gail Norton when he comes in, who was his acolyte. And nobody, I'm not saying nobody, but nothing gets done. She stays, and then she leaves on her own accord, and everything's gone bad to worse.
Well, and it's not just Gail Norton. I mean, you look at some of the people, and by the way, what's-his-name's phrase was, all things shall be made new. James Watt's phrase. But, look at some of the people that Bush has put in charge of reproductive health. In our government. I mean, it's truly startling. In fact, we're going to be talking about some of this tomorrow with a group that has come out and started attacking Planned Parenthood of the Willamette Valley, of where I live here, on a national level.
Can I add one more thing to
very quickly?
The General is a great movie to see, but Nancy Pelosi is going to be in San Francisco tomorrow night at Fort Mason, and people need to come out and protest this woman.
Yeah, and speak to her. I mean, speak to her in a reasonable fashion, but let her know that we're here and that we're not happy with the way things are going. Gail, thank you very much for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. By the way, Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili today has called for John McCain to do more for Georgia. I'll tell you about that after the break, and we'll be hearing from Ellen Ratner about what's going on around the world.
Watch live video of the Tom Hartman Program at HartmanRadio.com. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPAJ.
The Great Plains of America, stretching from North Dakota to Texas, have some of the best wind energy on Earth. And I'm not kidding. And because of that, they hold the secret to solving one of the most desperate crises our nation ever faced. We're importing 70% of our oil from foreign nations, costing us $700 billion a year, and it's crushing our economy. But by using private investment to harness the wind power of the Great Plains, we can generate 20% of America's electricity. That will free up natural gas for transportation. It's cheaper and cleaner, and it's American. This is the bridge to our energy future. The technology exists now. We can break the stranglehold of foreign oil. This plan will work, but it needs your help. I'm T. Boone Pickens. Join me. Visit PickensPlan.com. I've paid for this message so we can take back our energy future.
Who is it?
Leading Edge Air Conditioning.
Thanks for coming so quick. Our air conditioner's on the fritz, and he doesn't do well in the heat.
No problem. I'll take care of it right away.
Oh, it'll be okay, honey. I called Leading Edge Air Conditioning, and look, they're fixing our air conditioner. When we need immediate repairs, a free quote on a new system, or one of their exceptional system inspections, we can always count on Leading Edge Air Conditioning to provide prompt professional service. See? All we need to do is dial 480-855-7077.
Okay, you're all set.
Ooh, I feel the cold air already. Now, doesn't that feel better, honey?
Thank you, honey, for calling Leading Edge Air. I feel better already. What was that number again?
480-855-7077. Remember, they're a member of the BBB and guarantee the replacement parts for a full 2 years.
Don't live on the edge. Get the edge with Leading Edge Air Conditioning. Call 480-855-7077 or visit WeCoolArizona.com.
480-855-7077.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
In Phoenix, summer means heat, but it also means family barbecues, neighborhood gatherings, and cool pool parties. Entertaining can be fun when you leave the cleaning up to the professionals at the Healthy Home Cleaners. The Healthy Home Cleaners are in a league of their own. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and they truly care about the quality of air in your home, which is why they only use all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. The Healthy Home Cleaners is also a locally owned business who loves serving the progressive community. They've been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX and Nova M Radio. In fact, from now until August 30th, when you buy one cleaning, you'll get your second cleaning for half off when you mention 1480. It's the Healthy Home Cleaners' way of saying thank you to their fellow progressives. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. This summer, treat yourself and your guests to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I got friends with low wages. Now one thing I've learned, when Americans get burned, they won't just sit and complain. They know their rights. Stand up and fight for jobs that are fair and humane. When those Walmart guys hear the word unionize, they go completely insane. They'll find out who, and boy, if it's you, you're in for a world of pain. Yeah, I got friends with low wages. They work for Walmart in outrageously bad conditions.
Speaking from behind the good old working class stainless steel microphone here in the People's Republic of Little Beirut, Tom Hartman with you. And downright strange stuff going on. Hey, this is actual news. This is real news. A giant inflatable dog turd by American artist Paul McCarthy blew away from an exhibition in the garden of a Swiss museum, bringing down the power lines and breaking a greenhouse window before it landed again, the museum said Monday. The artwork, called Complex Expletive Deleted, is the size of a house. The wind carried it 200 meters from the Paul Klee Center in Bern before it fell back to the earth in the grounds of a children's home, said museum director Yuri Steiner. The inflatable broke the window at the children's home when it blew away. On it goes. Anyway, strange news. Let's get some real news here. Victoria Jones with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com, on the Internet. Great website. Victoria, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Isn't that a great setup for a serious journalist? I'm sorry to do that to you.
It's a perfect setup for me.
For that, you went to journalism school and got accredited as a White House reporter.
Sometimes that's about our level, frankly.
Let's say sometimes that's the level of the press secretaries that you have to deal with. I would never put you in that category. But, Victoria, so what's going on in the world?
Well, the president made a statement in the Rose Garden earlier today, and then, of course, the press secretary followed it up with a briefing. In the president's briefing, he expressed his strong support for President Saakashvili of Georgia and of President Sarkozy, and strongly supported the EU's efforts to bring about peace between Georgia and Russia, and said how the United States stands with Georgia. And talked about the reports, and he kept referring to them as reports of movements by Russia and breaking of the ceasefire, and talked about how very concerned he was about the reports, and then talked about the steps that the United States is taking. Right. And he talked about how Secretary of State Rice will be going to France and then on to Tbilisi and to express our unswerving support for Georgia, and how Defense Secretary Gates is already putting into motion a humanitarian support by our military headed by U.S. aircraft and the Navy, and calling on the Russians to allow this support to get in.
Oh, man. I sure hope this is not an Archduke Ferdinand moment. I am very concerned, frankly, that John McCain's senior foreign policy advisor, Randy Shuneman, the guy who made $900,000 in the last couple of years, directly, you know, checks written from President Saakashvili, you know, directly from Georgia as the main lobbyist for Georgia. The CNN today here, Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili on Wednesday today called for John McCain and other American leaders to do more for Georgia in the response to the conflict in his country. This is quoting the president of Georgia. He says, "Yesterday I heard Senator McCain say we are all Georgians now. Well, very nice, you know, and cheering for us to hear that, but okay, it's time to pass from this, from words to deeds." And, you know, this is bizarre. I mean, John McCain is using this conflict, and it's entirely possible that John McCain's senior policy advisor, in either intentionally or unintentionally, initiated this conflict, and he's trying to use it as a campaign thing, you know, to pump himself up as some kind of, you know, "I, Claudius, we're strong, we're American," and we're risking world war.
Well, it certainly seems that this has been helpful to John McCain, and it also seems as though Barack Obama has not responded with the kind of vigor that some in the United States would like to have seen from him.
Yeah. I was just handed a story here that this is really weird, because about an hour ago in the chat room, I can send the link to you. Over at one of the websites, there's a picture of a Democratic donkey and in a crosshairs, and underneath it, it says, "Got ammo?" And this is apparently a T-shirt that Republicans can buy. And Sean just gave me this story from Fox News. The chairman of the Arkansas Democratic Party was hospitalized in critical condition after being shot inside party headquarters in Little Rock.
Wow.
The man who shot him escaped the area in a blue truck.
And we apparently know nothing about the man who shot him. We know nothing about the motivation for this shooting at all.
Yeah, this amazing. Well, we've got a minute left here. Other things in the news?
Frankly, I was at the press briefing earlier today. There was only one topic of conversation, and it was this. Now, the question that I asked
it was Georgia.
Is it the White House's view that Prime Minister Putin is in charge in Russia?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course,
that's a very good question.
I didn't get an answer to that. Well, you won't be surprised to hear that I got no answer to that.
Yeah, but it was, that is an excellent question. Medvedev is, I think that there's probably a broad international consensus that he's more the front man. Here's another question. Is George Bush really in charge, or is it Dick Cheney?
That's a question I think many people have been asking for several years. I think it'll only become apparent after the administration's out.
Yeah, I think so. But it seems that so many of these things, I mean, this seems to be Ron Suskind's book, pointing back that a lot of this might be going back to the vice president's office, not the president's office. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
Yes,
and was it the vice president or was it John McCain who told Shaakashvili that he should try to take back South Ossetia? I mean, who knows? Victoria Jones, TalkRadioNews.com. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.
Tomorrow I'll be talking with Christian Hawkins, Executive Director of Students for Life, about why she says Planned Parenthood's teen oral sex ad is over the top. Plus, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress is going to be here with News Under the Radar, the best of the rest of the news, and your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program. And don't forget, my friends, activism begins with you. Democracy begins with you. Get out there. Get active. Tag. You're it. See you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.
The Great Plains of America, stretching from North Dakota to Texas, have some of the best wind energy on Earth. And I'm not kidding. And because of that, they hold the secret to solving one of the most desperate crises our nation ever faced. We're importing 70% of our oil from foreign nations, costing us $700 billion a year, and it's crushing our economy. But by using private investment to harness the wind power of the Great Plains, we can generate 20% of America's electricity. That will free up natural gas for transportation. It's cheaper and cleaner, and it's American. This is the bridge to our energy future. The technology exists now. We can break the stranglehold of foreign oil. This plan will work, but it needs your help. I'm T. Boone Pickens. Join me. Visit PickensPlan.com. I've paid for this message so we can take back our energy future.
You know, I think GoToMyPC is the best remote access service out there. Now, if you haven't tried it, I'll explain how it works. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from any computer in the world. All you need is an internet connection. You sign up for a free trial with the promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. You download the software in 2 minutes. You'll log on to GoToMyPC.com with your username and secure password. You click the connect button and your office desktop instantly appears. Now you have complete access to everything on your desktop and network. You work on your office PC just as if you were in your office. I use GoToMyPC every single day. I swear by it. It's great. And you can try it free today. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. It's only available if you use promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use promo code R-H-O-D-E-S.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. 6 days into the crisis in Georgia, President Bush is calling for an end to the fighting and has tough talk for the Russians.
In a Rose Garden statement, the president pointed to reports of continued Russian military action in Georgia and said this must stop.
Insist that the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia be respected.
To underscore the point, Bush is sending Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to the Georgian capital and has authorized the U.S. military to start delivering humanitarian aid. Meantime, Bush is postponing his plans to head to his Texas ranch, but aides say it's only for a day or two and he'll still be on top of things once he gets there. Mark Smith at the White House.
The head of the Arkansas Democratic Party has been shot in Little Rock. This woman works in a flower shop in the neighborhood.
The lady next door from the Democratic Party came running over to our shop and told the lady up front to call 911 that somebody had been shot.
Party Chairman Bill Guatney is in critical condition. Police were able to track down a suspect. He's now in custody. No word on what sparked that shooting. Consumers put the brakes on auto sales last month, forcing retail sales down in July. The decline of 0.1% was the first drop since February. Oil prices are higher today, trading near $116 a barrel, but the losses that the Dow had experienced earlier in the day are now moderating, down about 43 points. A federal court official in California has asked a judge to seize $8 billion from California's treasury to improve medical care at the state's overcrowded prisons. Federal courts have declared a health care system in California's 33 state prisons to be so poor that it violates inmates' constitutional rights. An Idaho jury will hear why the convicted pedophile should face execution for killing four people and abducting a fifth. Joseph Edward Duncan is representing himself in the trial. He was captured when a waitress recognized a kidnapped girl and called police. This is AP Radio News. Despite all the media attention, a lot of people haven't made up their minds yet about the presidential candidates. The AP's John Belmont has the results of a new AP Ipsos poll. 40.